listening to Nowhere Mulberry Film, Television, Pop Culture. It's where you find it.
Don't you hate that?
Hate what?
Uncomfortable silences. Why do we feel it's necessary to yak about bullshit in order to be comfortable?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's when you know you found somebody really special. You can just shut the fuck up for a minute, comfortably share silence.
Well, I don't think we're quite there yet, but don't feel bad. We just met each other.
Shouldn't, if a company, if a literary agency makes a copy of every contract, of every single contract it makes with a client, and then puts it in a file, in the appropriate file, shouldn't the copy be in that file?
Yes, I suppose it should.
It should, right?
Yes.
Right? Yep.
Unless, of course, it's somehow been misfiled.
But misfiled?
Yes, misfiled. Sometimes somebody puts a document in the wrong file and then it's misfiled. It makes it much harder to find.
Who? What do you mean, who?
I don't know who exactly.
You don't?
No, I don't. Whoever filed it in the first place. But for God's sakes, Peter, I am not telling you one single thing you don't already know.
How could somebody misfile something? What could be easier? It's all alphabetical. You just put it in the right file according to alphabetical order. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Peter.
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z! Huh? That's all you have to do!
Very good. You know your alphabet.
Okay, let's try it again, shall we?
Another bride, another groom, another sunny.
Sing it pretty, like this. Another bride, another groom. Now you do it.
Another bride, another groom.
No! Pretty! Pretty, like me!
No offense, Bill, but I think that I sing way prettier than you.
Well, let's get an unbiased observer's opinion. Matthew?
Bill sings prettier.
I sounded sort of okay, didn't I?
No, but I'll mold you.
My mother always told me I had a very beautiful singing voice.
Well, my mother made me wear a dress till I was 9. They make mistakes, you know? Put it behind you. Come on. Oh, bad, bad!
Well, what's wrong with her?
Nerves.
Mrs. Thompson, don't forget to drink plenty of water with that.
Thanks. Excuse me. Hi.
I'll be right with you, sir.
Hi, I need a refill of this. I don't have a prescription.
Sir, please wait your turn.
I know, but this is an emergency.
Hey, buddy, ever heard of a lie?
Hey, have you ever been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you pissed blood?
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon. Another reason for making
whopping.
Bill, what are you doing?
I thought you froze up.
No, I'm fine. I'm
sorry.
Fine. That's okay.
A lot of shoes.
A lot of rice.
The room is nervous.
Something.
You stop
the killing.
Oh, you, him, he stops.
To make whopping. Take it from here. You just do a little dance aside. Picture a little love that. It's all for charity, folks.
Boom! Hey! Woohoo! Yay! Hey, everybody!
Hey, everyone! It's time for Mulberry. Hey, what the hell? Hey, I'm the J-Strom. Welcome to the show. The show I do in my basement by myself. Hey, everyone!
You're a lunatic.
I don't do the show alone. I do it with Steve and the Pop Culture Zone.
And Laura, the Nim Fitness Guru.
Slash Swami.
Oh.
And we have Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, Mr. Carter. How's it going, everybody? Did everyone have a great week off and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, playa. No, this week... I didn't get to settle in this week because every day this week I visited my daughter's school and visited a different class, and that was pretty cool.
But it sounded like you had fun.
Yeah, today one of the kids in her class goes, "Why are you here again?" It was just like, you know, they're like, who is this guy? Why does he keep coming up here?
You just said something like, "Well, see, I'm investigating to see which kid is the biggest pain in the ass, and you just won."
Yeah. Go to the principal's office. The toughest day is I went to PE, and they play volleyball with, like, this giant ball. And I did that in kindergarten, but there were parents for the other class that we were versus. So it was me and a mom, and she would sit down whenever her son did, but I played with the boys and girls. And at one point, it was two dads and another lady versus me and all the kids, and we're getting our asses whipped like 8-0. I was like, how is this fair? Me, I guess. So I was like going, boom, the ball would go way up in the air. And then
you needed to start, like, pushing the kids out of the way. Like, yeah. Get out of the way!
I'll handle this! No, the kids were great. It was a lot of fun. And I had a good week. It was fun stuff. But I could never be a teacher. I could not handle that.
Oh, hell no. I hate kids.
I have a lot of respect for teachers and handling so many kids and everything. And, you know, I've actually witnessed three or four times where I've seen a parent being really rude to teachers at the school. And I'm wondering what the hell people's problems are. I don't know. That's just like they expect teachers to do more.
Preferential treatment.
I don't know, but I'm just kind of like in shock sometimes. Yeah, there was this one incident where a parent was standing like across the where cars come. It's not the street, but it's in the parking lot. You drive out, cars drive by. And she goes, come on, send my kid over. And the teacher's like, I can't do that. You need to come and get the kid. She's like, I'm on the phone. It's like, I'm not going to let your kid get in my car. Come over. And people are like that. It's really
scummy.
I'm
on the phone.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, your kid's dead. But hey, finish your phone call. But besides that, hey, did you guys notice that 90 episodes of Nowhere and Mulberry are posted in the forum? Mulberry Old School. Did you guys check that out, huh?
I saw that you were posting them.
What do you think about that, Bill?
I think it's fantastic.
Yes. I don't think we're going to be able to post every episode. But
really?
No, I mean, do you think we have enough bandwidth?
Absolutely. I checked. It's unlimited bandwidth, and we have only so much space.
Is there a monthly amount of storage space?
Yeah, I mean, I can always up the space by like 5 gigs for $2, well, if need be. But we still have like 6 gigs left.
Okay. Well, right now I've got up to 94.
Okay.
I haven't got the 91 through 94 posted yet, but those are uploaded and. I was thinking that we're actually hosted on Podbean from like episode in the 160s.
Okay.
And those are still hosted. So actually, if we could just get up to like 159, I think we'd be good.
And yeah, I think we can do that.
If we wanted to get into like the after shows and lunchtime shows, that's a whole other thing if we wanted to do that too. But
One thing is, I was kind of just, as you know, posting each one, I was like, holy shit, we've been doing this show a long time.
I know.
Jesus. It's just funny going back and seeing all that, but it's a lot of fun. And the NIMH trivia thread is hilarious in the forum, too.
Is dead.
Yeah, it's dead also.
Swiley moved in like an assassin and shot it in the back of the head.
The funny thing about Swiley's question is he asked a trivia question about himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's like
I think so.
Trivia question about
himself. It's like, I'm gonna ask this and then I'll know it. Let's see if anyone else knows it.
And, of course, nobody.
No.
And, you know, there was like daily activity on the forum. Now it's nothing. It's like people are like, I give up, man.
I just walked in the hard. Tunnel across my screen.
I'm going to go play Flash games on Battlegrounds or something. Newgrounds.
The actor I hate the most.
That cracked me up. That was great. But so that's
I
a lot of
any
fun.
Question I got it wrong. Something to do with, like, Steven's quirks.
Everyone should just – I love that. I love that people like listening to the show and all pick up all those little things. And come on, go back and finish that NIMH trivia question, right?
I want to post a question asking what was Steven's reasoning to why he could shoot someone if they got on his land or something.
Hey, all that stuff will be in the best of Nowhere in Mulberry, Bill, so – I'm going to have that out next week. I'm done with it. So I'm just giving up on it. No, I'm kidding.
What are you trying to
do? It's going
to
be fantastic, guys. No, I just want to finish it and for it to be good. You know?
No.
I sent it off to Skywalker Ranch, Bill.
THX.
Mm-hmm. Certification. It failed, but still, I sent it off there. They just threw it in the garbage.
Put that it failed on there, and people will be like, oh, hey.
All right.
Well, at least they tried.
What do you guys say we get into some voicemail? The first voicemail is from Rick. Let's do Rick first. Ooh. Just get that out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
I'm kidding, Rick. No, let's check it out.
Rick from Montana, right?
Yes.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm going to save some popcorn. It's delicious. I'm just going to sit down and watch a movie. But I'll get some popcorn first. And I'll send a voicemail. But I've already finished my popcorn almost. I haven't started watching the movie. So I'm going to go make some more popcorn. What a shame. That sucks, doesn't it? I always do that, finish my popcorn before the trailer's finished when I go to the movies. Unless I get a jumbo.
Yeah, you gotta get the big one.
Which I don't do, because your lips get too salty and dry. And if you have a drink, then you're just going to have to get up and go for a piss. So I don't really take a drink in.
Okay.
Because I don't like walking out to a movie. Because I only go watch good movies anyway. So
there it is.
Like
you got to expand that bladder. Hold it.
And there's awesome music in the background. I just thought it'd be funny to chuck it on after I finished my voicemail. And it worked out a treat. Got the reaction I wanted. So let's all relax.
Talk to
you down and on. Enjoy yourself. This was Rick for sure. Oh yeah, see you next week.
Is he playing that?
Another reason for making
whopping.
Thanks, Rick. What a great voicemail. All right, we got another one. This one from Adam.
Hey. Hey, what's up, NIMH guys? This is Adam from the Bay Area, and I'm just sitting in my lounging chair, and I'm about to play Lego Batman the video game on the Xbox 360 with my son, Lawrence. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Anyways, I really enjoyed the show. I hope this call gets in time for the next episode, episode 230. But I just want to say I really, really, really enjoyed the listening to the voicemails again. And just the intro of the show was killer, and the starting music was awesome. And just I've listened to that episode twice, and I listened to last week's episode three times. So every episode you guys put out is just gold, and I've been listening to a lot of old school alien stuff and been having a good time. So, and I'm stoked about the news that episodes 1 through 80 are coming online, and maybe soon we'll be hearing from Adam and Ross on, I don't know, This Week in Old School, like a recap type thing. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe It'll never happen because I'm a flake, but I hope it does. But anyways, well, I'm rambling on at this point. Have a great show. Can't wait to listen to 2:30, and if I'm lucky, I may get a chance to sit in on a little bit. No, not sit in. I just mean listen to the show tonight. Oh, boy. Here I go again. Here we go again. Roll bounce.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool what Adam and Ross are attempting to do. And I don't know if he wants me to say anything about it till he does it, but kind of going through the old library of Mulberry Old School, and then they'll talk about it or something. I have no idea what it's going to be or if they're even going to do it, but it sounds really cool. All right, we got another voicemail, this one from Mike. He's from another country. Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry guys and Mulberry gal. In Ireland, guys and gals are just called guys. Or even worse, lads. Hey, lads. Lads can be both male and female. Kind of odd.
Really?
It's Mike from Ireland again.
Guys can be girls too.
Doing the old shouting into the microphone jack on my laptop thing because I just can't find a mic, which is ironic since I'm sitting in a sound studio. But hey.
Okay.
Just so I give a shout in, a couple of things to talk about. First thing is Spartacus, Gods of the Arena, which one of my students told me she sat down to watch it, the first episode of it, with her parents during the week.
Oh, sure,
that was excellent. She said the violence was bad, the sex was worse.
No, it was great.
Well, really pushed them over the top. Was the Batiathis getting peed on at the end, which left her quipping that probably should be renamed Spartacus, Gods of the Urethra. The other thing is, guys quite often end up talking about Star Wars, which is interesting because I have no interest in Star Wars whatsoever anymore.
Oh, come on.
Except for The Empire Strikes Back. But I love listening to you guys talking about it. It's just really strange. I suppose I should say Star Wars 3D, discuss.
No.
In which case, Jason and Bill won't get into a kind of a Star Wars discussion thing. I also dreamt about one more thing that I wanted to talk about last night. That sounds strange, but it's actually true. I just cannot remember what it was. It was Spartacus. It was Star Wars in 3D. Oh, yeah. It was because I knew Bill is quite a big Anglophile and likes all things English and British. I was just wondering if he's ever listened to Adam and Joe, Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish, the two kind of former TV show hosts, radio hosts. They have a podcast, Adam and Joe on Six Music. Joe Cornish is his debut film. It'll be out shortly, Attack the Block. He's kind of a friend of the Simon Peggs and all those guys. Much rather Adam and Joe to Simon Pegg or any of that stuff, frankly, myself. They're just quite amusing. All podcasts are up there somewhere on iTunes as part of Six Music. Or on their blog. They're worth checking out. It's more general, kind of broad comedy, but
did you get that, Bill?
I think they're funny guys. They do cool stuff like Song Wars, where they pick a song on a topic and then they compete them against each other on live radio. Funny stuff. Check it out. Anyway, guys, have a great show. Can't wait to hear, except for my bit. One last thing. Lad is also a slang word for penis. So,
oh, nice.
Hey, lads.
Hey. How the hell does that work?
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
You know, we had heard about the Star Wars in 3D a long time ago, and I kind of forgot about it. And then, like, what was it last
week?
Trying
to forget it.
They actually set a release date for The Phantom Menace. And the fact that it was The Phantom Menace just cracked me up. I'm like, really? You want us to pay?
You can't see me shaking my head. I had a camera on me right now, people would be cracking up.
I was like, you pay money to see The Phantom Menace again in 3D? Do you really? Are you serious?
What are midichlorians?
Do you want me to see that scene again where he asks about what midichlorians are in 3D? So I put a plea out there, Bill, for people. Please don't go see this in 3D.
Yeah,
but
please.
You know, my kid really wanted. This is when you learn to say no to your children, okay? No. But I really want to...
No! It's not even the fact that it's a Star Wars... You know, or that it's 3D. I don't care that it's 3D. It's that it's a Star Wars re-release. And I just... no.
Just tell your kids it's a joke. It's not like
it's a New a Hope or something. It's the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, exactly.
Symbionts.
I know people are like
encouraging Lucas.
Well, you
stop
know,
it.
Bill, I just want to see the
that's
pod race
Star
in 3D,
Wars.
You know?
That's not Star Wars. It's not. It's something else. We don't know what it is.
I am going to go there opening night for this thing and punch each person.
Next person?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Boom! Ticket, please.
But I just, it's going to crack me up that, I mean, it's the Phantom Menace. Remember the little kid? You really want to see that. And
I'll go behead anyone dressed as Jar Jar.
All right. Pod race is going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the lightsaber duel in 3D, Bill.
I just want to see them swing their sabers around for no reason before they end up attacking one another.
They swing their lads around. And another, I can just see it now, Bill. So many people are like, well, you know, I didn't really want to, but I'm reviewing it. You know,
bullshit.
Like, reviewing it.
Yeah. Like, you really... Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
It's just kind of disgusting, you know what I mean? In 3D. Give me a break.
Well, now, only if it was that voice.
Yeah. I did. I finally posted that on Facebook because I could never find it again. I did searches. What was that? And as I was doing the show notes on the Mulberry Old School.
Show notes.
I realized that I had linked the YouTube clip of that on the Mulberry site. And I was like, oh, shit, there it is right there. And I posted it on Facebook. So check that out. Now,
When you sent it to me after you'd found it again, we looked. It was only like 20,000 views. And we're like, that's criminal.
It's like, this thing is genius. It should have like 3 billion views.
Yeah, it should have gone viral and been over like 2 million.
I probably watched it 4 times that night over and over.
It's hilarious. Like the whole conversation. Like, I'm so used to just the drops now, but the entire conversation is hilarious.
Yeah, it's,
when he's like talking about Gardula the Hutt.
Yeah.
You know, all that. It's hilarious. Everyone should watch that.
Hit the nose.
I love it. All right, guys, we have one final voicemail. This one from a guy named Rick. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys. This is just a generic voicemail that you can play at any time. That's just me playing my lighter. I'll put that down. So you can just cut this part out and then just, you know, when... Uh-oh. 1 week if I forget to send a voicemail.
I didn't really get
you can just play
to.
This, and it'll just work in with any episode, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Rick here. So how about that reality show that you guys watch? Oh, man, I can't believe what that one crazy person said. Oh, man, it's just like them to come out with shit like that. Far out. Man, good times on that show.
Is he making fun of us?
The show that you guys love,
think so.
That
I'm kind of
just
offended.
Got cancelled after the first season. Yeah, yeah,
that's,
you know
that's
that
the
show,
game.
The one that you loved and nobody else did.
He's totally making
yeah,
fun of us.
Yeah, how much of a shame was that?
Mocking you.
Cancelled before it's time. Another show. Man, I can't believe it. Oh, and that cooking show that you guys watch?
I knew it. We're just
some of the
we're repeating ourselves every week, aren't we?
It was quite inspiring. Except that one character
is this
who
intervention?
Had that with,
all right, we get
you know,
it.
He's saying your
divorce.
Formula.
We'll quit doing
oh,
the
man,
show.
So many issues going on in
done.
That food-related show.
Time to swap up
your food-related
action,
show.
That action-y type show that you guys watch. I mean, I can't believe that the main character, like, he's got these... problems that he's going to have to deal with the next episode. I'm really curious on how that's all going to pan out. You know, it seems like that's been brewing for a while. So
all right, this is totally
it's
condescending.
Be a episode, I think. But have a great show, guys, and I'll talk to you next
this theme.
Week. If you want me to. Bye, guys. This was Rick from Australia.
I don't want him ever calling again.
Nonsensical.
Call
guys.
Some other show.
Yeah. What'd you call that? Joe English Show or whatever.
Joe
Mike
English Show.
Yeah.
Corner scams.
Hey, I can't wait for your voicemail next week when we play this song again.
Yeah, really?
Good times. Beautiful.
Awesome.
I guess Rick is playing the piano. Now.
Another reason for making
whoopee. Yes.
All right, guys, what do you say we check out entertainment?
That's foggy.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, guys, what do you say we check out entertainment?
He wasn't paying attention.
He's having a cigarette.
The booth is all smoky. You can't see.
Hey, guys, we saw Rango last week. As in me and Laura, we got to see it. It was my daughter's birthday movie theater party. Never do that again.
The 30-minute birthday party.
Yeah, but the movie was really cool. I really enjoyed it. I'd like to see it again, actually, where my full attention is on it. Because, you know, when you're in a theater and you're, like, hosting a party, too, you get distracted at times. But it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. What did you think of it, Laura?
I liked it. I thought it was really, I don't want to say cute, but
it's an adult movie.
I would definitely say it's more adult than
kids. It's for grown-ups. There are a couple of parts where I was like, you know, I'm not really like overly like that kind of parent, like don't look or whatever. But there are a couple of parts where I was just like, okay, that's a little, I was just more self-conscious, I think,
because
I was more self-conscious because it was a birthday
party.
Wow. Yeah. With other people's
kids.
It's
anatomically correct.
It was with kids that we invited to the party. So I was thinking that, but you know, there's a part where birds are singing and they're hanging in nooses, you know? Like they're being hanged. And I was just kind of like, okay, that's a little strange. But also, the cool thing about it that I loved about it is that they're gun-wielding animals, you know? Mm-hmm. They all are packing heat, and that was pretty awesome. And the action scenes, I thought, were awesome.
Just like me, packing heat.
Give me right. Okay, and also, Steve, where's your gun then? Where are you packing heat right now? Aha!
I don't think you want to know that.
It's in the car.
It's in the car? That's illegal, Steven. You go
no
to jail.
But he doesn't follow.
His gun.
You don't follow the rules.
Rules?
It's like that guy in Cyborg, Bill. He likes the world the way it is. Remember?
Yes.
I like this world! But anyway, Bill, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Have you?
No, I haven't.
It's just really cool. And as there's
you know, I knew better, but anytime there's an opening of a film that can be interpreted as a kid's movie,
and it's
especially around
children.
Here, you go to the – I always try to go to the first showing because that means no kids.
Right.
And because I hate kids.
Yeah, you said that.
but I went and just as I'm pulling into the parking lot that Friday the premiere, I see these two Statesville city school buses, and I was like, mother effer. I didn't even get out of the parking lot.
The best time to go would have been during a school week, but now it's spring break next week. But
so I turned right around.
Tell me, Steven, tell me if you can relate to this guy.
Can already. Steven has his own doubt music.
First, there was the collapse of civilization.
Okay.
Anarchy. Genocide. Starvation.
I don't like that.
Then, when it seemed things couldn't get any worse, we got the plague. The
plague?
Death.
Just think of it as a fancy
quickly
diet.
Closing his fist over the entire planet.
The living death.
And then we heard the rumors. That the last scientists were working on a cure.
Star Wars
and
in
the
3D.
And restore the world. Restore it? Why? I like the death. I like
sound
the
familiar,
mystery.
Steven?
I like this
world! We totally need to edit that down, I think. but anyway, you get the gist of it.
That dude's antisocial.
But also, Here I'm kind of shaky on because it's been getting really bad reviews, but part of me is saying, you know what? No, I really want to see this because I thought it looked so cool, and that's Battle LA, Battle Los Angeles, Bill.
No, you want to watch Battle for Los Angeles.
The Battle
right?
for Los Angeles. Yeah, it's like, what is this movie called?
No, it's there's you know, that company that's Asylum. Mm-hmm. That does the sci-fi originals already has Battle for Los Angeles.
They like just change it up a little.
Yeah,
originally...
I was watching, what was it? Star Trek was on sci-fi all yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it, and there was a commercial in Battle for Los Angeles. It was like, really? Oh. Wow, that didn't take any time.
Starring Darren Eckhart.
No, I think it was Nia
Darren
Peoples.
Eckhart.
It's his,
Nia Peoples.
It's his cousin.
Nia Peoples.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, she's in a lot of those. Or Stephen Baldwin.
Oof.
But how are you? What is your stance on this? What is your stance on Battle LA, Bill? Do you want to see it? Because, I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Do I want to go to the theater and see it?
Yeah, because I was gung-ho about it, and the reviews aren't good at all.
They're horrible.
But I've read a couple of good ones, though, where I'm like, And it's kind of more defensive reviews, like, I don't know why everyone else is hating this because this. But the main thing that I've read about it is that the movie's actually entertaining until they introduce the save the children, women and children element into the story. Like the first part, the battling and killing the aliens in full combat is awesome. Until then, it's like, oh, we got to save these people. Now we got to do this. And it's kind of like, oh, man, you know, I want to see the gunfights and stuff.
When I was reading that this guy that directed it, Jonathan Liebsman, he wanted to do Black Hawk Down with aliens. I was like, oh, no.
I like that idea. That's awesome.
Well, I don't know, man. Then I started reading how the handheld camera style, and I was like, oh, no, shaky cam. I'm out. I can't take that.
Oh, I can take it.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm waiting for people to say that, Bill.
No, I want to see it, but I don't really care to go to the theater to see it. If it was my job,
Lauren,
if I had to review it, I would.
At 12 o'clock.
Oh my God, skinnies! Yeah, I understand what you say. I mean, it's kind of like what we said about Predators. Do you remember that? Like all these movies seem to let you down. They're never as good as maybe you might be fooled a little. Usually you can tell, like, oh, that movie looks like a piece of shit, but something like Predators, part of you is like, I don't know, maybe it's gonna be cool, but you're let down by it. And I love the premise that it's just full on combat, alien invasion. You know, we didn't get that in something like Independence Day. Instead we got like Harry Connick in a jet saying, well, the great reverend says, and it's like, oh, Jesus. But so
and then
I was
we got
like,
a 5-minute speech from.
I want some hardcore combat in the field with aliens. Shaky came out the ass. I'm puking in the theater because of the motion sickness. I'm really getting into this. I'm eating Twizzlers. I'm puking that up too. But I'm seeing dudes blown apart and stuff and aliens eating them. That sounds badass.
This is PG-13.
Yeah. Oh. And that's kind of disappointing. You know what? There's I forget the name of it, but this Noah Wiley alien series on TNT, they keep teasing. And it looks awesome, and it's made for TV-ishness because there's these aliens, and there's one scene where there's a point-blank shot with a shotgun to an alien head, and it, like, explodes, and I'm like, dude, sign me up. That looks awesome.
Noah Wiley?
Yeah.
No, they're shooting at us!
Yeah, the librarian.
Yeah, come on. All right, get it. Shooting at aliens, I guess. But
I actually kind of dig those librarian movies.
I'll sit there and watch them. Why not?
Yeah. Hey, I know one of them had that really hot chick from Lost in it, Sonia Valger. Valger.
She played the Sophie. I don't remember her name, but the red.
Penny.
Penny. But also. You know, Red Riding Hood came out. Is it supposed to be a dark Red Riding Hood story?
Who cares?
It's not gotten good reviews at all.
Oh, what big eyes you have.
But, Bill, can we go ahead and talk about the Uncanny Valley for a second? And that's Mars Needs Moms.
Ugh.
Mama told me not to come. And when I see that commercial, I'm like, you're making me not want to see the movie even more.
Even the moment in the trailer, you know, it starts off and the kid's jumping on his bed and goes, I told you to go to bed. You told me to go to bed, not get in the bed. I was like, you snotty little bastard. Like, that's like, that's funny. That's what they're teaching people's children
by
to
the end of the
defy
movie,
their parents.
By the end of the movie, or is he learn? Okay, listen to your mommy. You know,
yeah. But also, I love you, mom.
One thing they need to cut out of every kid children's movie is an "Are we there yet?" joke. It's like in every single kids movie.
They need to stop with the jokes about I know karate, or at least I do on the Wii. Like,
it's like. Yeah.
And then there's just the entire trailer makes me groan from the awful, creepy looking, uncanny valley CGI crap.
Did you guys see that Foggy joined Twitter this week? Foggy1138. Did you see that, Steven?
Yeah.
1138.
He taunted you a little bit on the Twitter, Steven.
I couldn't get it to link up on my phone.
Oh.
Excuses.
What do you guys say we check out What Is On Our TiVo? You guys want to do that?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. What Is On Our TiVo? Or DVRs, maybe you.
Apparently, according to Rick, it's reality shows and cooking shows.
Hey, Bill, what's on our BitTorrent?
That's more like it.
Let's talk about the Cake Boss, because his wife had another baby. Did you guys see that episode? One thing that he made a cake for his wife, and I'm waiting for his wife to go, just stop.
Stop.
You work in a bakery. I've had enough cake to last me a lifetime, but he's like.
I thought he'd make a cake that was the baby.
Yeah, that would have been creepy as hell. But also, like he did the stork one.
It's like red velvet cake when you cut into it.
Oh, God.
That'd be awesome. But another thing is, did you see the cake he made? It was of the baby's nursery. But then he goes, Then we're going to have clouds and angels looking down on it. And then I wanted another two. And then God right above there. And then below the cake, we're going to have hell. We're going to have the devil down there. It's like, buddy.
And then God's dead.
Pull back a second, buddy. Jesus. This is purgatory right here. It's like, buddy, calm down, okay? It's just a kid's cake.
That massive headpiece he put on that thing had to make it topping.
I know. Now, this week, Buddy, he's been spending less time in the bakery, so he needs everybody to pull their weight. Let's see if they do.
So I made it through today, and I made some good progress, but I gotta get home.
Can always count on good
with
base
kids.
On cake.
But you know, it's like I can't turn my back for a second.
Isn't that burnt?
Look, they're not that bad, bud.
This is burnt. Eat it.
I don't want to eat it.
You tell me if it tastes good.
I told everybody the next
the
few weeks are gonna be tough, and I said, everybody's got to step it up and really help me out. And what happens?
Judging by the color, it's a little overbaked.
It's overbaked. And these are going to be dry, and this is not what I want. People come in here, they expect them to be good. This is a good one, okay? Yeah, this is, look here. This is the good, this is the bad.
I'm not mad at you because you burnt cookies. You don't get the point. Point is do you sell it? This is the exact thing that I'm talking about. Cousin Anthony burns a whole rack of Half Moon cookies, and instead of throwing them out, he puts them in my store.
I'm not going to. Are you going to eat this? You're just going to come out of a box and say, this is Carlos Bakery Plus?
You're just going to eat it, Steve?
Do you have pride in what you make?
Give it to Mikey. He'll try it.
So, before you eat anything, go through all the cookies.
He'll eat anything.
I only want to hear two words. Okay, boss. That's it. I didn't hear it.
Okay, douche. I mean, boss.
Come on, guys, you gotta use your head. What'd I say? When in doubt,
throw them out.
Are you in doubt?
Yeah.
Throw them out.
Yes, Joey. Yes, Uncle
Grace?
Joey.
She thinks she needs to do everybody else's job.
Someone needs to step in and make sure things are done right.
Grace.
What is that supposed to
mean? Let the guys work.
I am
go watch the store.
Work. I'm just watching
go
what
watch
he's
the
doing
store.
Cause I think
where's
it's a little
my
duck
God.
Cake.
Yeah.
Worry about the store.
Someone needs to pay attention and stop playing with toys.
Oh. So I'm trying to thank my team for the way they stepped up on this cake. And there's my sister Grace, butting in.
How are the roses going to be dry by tomorrow?
Grace basically oversees the front of the house. Grace doesn't even know how to decorate.
We just took the cake out.
Grace!
The next one. What?
Come here.
All right, give me a second. I'm talking over here.
No. I want to talk to you now. I don't want to belittle her. I don't want to make her feel like she's not important. But it's not Why like not? The front is perfect. You got, you know, some set of coyotes coming over here, pointing fingers coyotes. At the decorations and that. When the front is a mess.
Is that Italian Come on. Cojones?
What are you doing?
Do you know that this cake is for tomorrow and not one rose has started?
But Grace, that's not your job to worry about. You have to worry, but we do have to worry. This
but
is
I'm,
not. This,
I have what this, I'm no. worried about.
Go.
Someone has to do it. You guys have to
I
on
have,
every other second, listen, and this is
we
not.
We have
tough.
The time to do it. Just worry about what you have to worry about. Do not worry. I will take care of this. This is my job.
I love
job.
How he really doesn't
and
tell her to do anything.
And then Frankie,
well, I hate
just
to worry tell about you, your but you're going to have to help because that's not going to be done for tomorrow.
We don't have cake problems.
Good
worry
luck,
about what you have to worry
it's
about.
It's not going to be
if
done.
You keep putting your nose in everybody else's business. Worry about what Grace got to worry
I
about.
I do. My go, stuff is handled.
Yeah, go worry.
Handled.
Go do something
go
else.
Take a
no
lunch
problem.
Or something. Jeez. And Bill, wasn't you said there was a Dana sighting? They didn't really.
There was a Dana sighting in that episode. Whenever they were finishing up the nursery cake, he was there, and I heard him in the background. And then he was right there up front.
They just didn't call attention to him. It's like, hey, he's actually working there. Then I saw.
I don't know if he's working.
Week.
He's there.
He's there. Hey, buddy, remember I won the contest? When
are
you going to put
hey,
me to
buddy.
Hey,
it's
I don't
me.
Remember you.
I'm Dana. I'm here,
Nobody
buddy.
Can hear you talking over my sister's voice.
You want me to decorate a cake, buddy?
Oh, who are you again?
I'm Dana. I won the contest.
It's like, why did we pick you again? Oh, because Mama liked you.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
Yeah, they don't even know. He can do whatever he wants. Nobody's noticing. Just clock in and take a nap or something.
Good night, buddy.
Well, why does Buddy let a guy with bones in his ears work there? Did you guys see that? He's got the full-on...
You said a baby elephant tusk.
Yeah. It's like, did he kill a woolly mammoth and stick him in his ears?
Yes.
It looks disgusting.
Really, really disturbing.
It really
Especially whenever he's at his house... painting and his little son is in there. I'd be like, stay away from my kid.
Yeah.
And wrong with
you? I prefer the stretched out rings to the bones in there.
Yeah, the bones is just a little too much.
More disturbing.
Yeah.
Even like native tribesmen in Africa think that's too
They're
much.
They're like, we move past that shit, bro. When is he going to put the rings around his neck or he stretches his neck out? I want to see him do that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be pretty sweet stuff, man.
Then whenever he takes the rings off, his head just flops to one side.
I got a little sad that Sal died. I thought that was sad.
You know what? Sal. I thought it was sad, but it was such like a non sequitur in the show.
It was. It was like, because you know how it has do that kind of music? And it's like, yeah, I'll always miss Sal. And cut to the bakery. And it's like, oh, we're moving on. Sal's dead, but hey, we got to keep
really doing... I'm sad about Sal dying.
Got to keep doing goofy shit in the bakery.
That's funny!
Yeah.
That's because nobody makes a funeral.
Mary, what? Mary's like, where's Sal at? She's like, he's dead. You didn't notice? He's been dead a month.
That lazy son of a bitch!
I want to talk about the next great restaurant, guys. This new show.
Who's telling him he can die?
Bill, let's talk about a new cooking show.
Saucy Balls.
Yeah, let's talk about Saucy Balls.
Saucy Balls.
Like, this show is hosted by Bobby Flay, who, you know, I have watched the Throwdown with Bobby Flay before.
And I got to tell you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just have to get this out. His reading skills have improved so much. I mean, he can really read that teleprompter like no one's business.
I haven't even noticed. I'm going to pay attention to that.
No. It hasn't. Hi, I am Bobby Flay. We are going to search for America's next great restaurant.
Did you guys also see that the guy who created Chipotle is there?
Ooga!
Sorry. Now, Laura, don't you love Chipotle?
I go there. I eat there.
I know Heather loves it too. And every time I'm there, I'm like, what is so great about this place again? But hey,
the guy loves sausage.
There's no sausage on the menu at all.
But there's pork.
No sausage though.
No, there's pork.
Is there pork?
I get pork, yeah, they have and pork. Sausage confused.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're alluding to, Bill.
I'm just saying it's delicious.
That's what he meant.
Chipotle.
And we've also got Curtis, the chef from Celebrity Apprentice last season. Remember him? And he has a show that I've never seen. It's the Take Home Chef, right?
Is that what it's called? That was his first show on like Discovery Channel, where he would be at a grocery store and he would just ambush these people like, hey, I see what you're buying. It's not very good. Let me buy you something and cook for you.
He's Australian, though. Do more Australian voice when you do it.
I can't do that. It would come out Irish.
But he's like, he's cool. Sure. Why not?
He's slick, you know.
He's
oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, he should be the host instead of Bobby Flay, I think. At least he's got that.
I don't even know why Bobby Flay is there.
But basically what it is, it reminded me a lot of MasterChef, where the people come in and they talk to the judges, but they pitch their next great restaurant. Most of the ideas aren't that great, right?
But they're awful. I don't think even the top 10 are any good.
Let's go ahead and check this out, because the Saucy Balls one, that's a pretty good one, Bill. Let's check it out.
There are 21 of you. Today, it will be up to us to narrow our search down to the top 10.
See what I mean?
Half of us are not making it. I want one of those.
We will narrow our search.
Not all of you are chefs, but you should be able to prepare at least one dish that's indicative of your concept. So head into the kitchen, which is complete with LG appliances, and start your cooking. Then one at a time, you'll pitch your restaurant concept, and you'll give us a taste of your cuisine. Good luck to all of you.
That's it. Now I got to bring my A game. No excuses. No room for error. This is not a dress rehearsal.
Right. Talk yourself up.
Whoa. How many take people one day are at a time. Going to eliminate right away?
My concept is soups. Soups is a made-to-order soup shop, so we use all natural ingredients, and every soup is blended on the spot in minutes.
I like the idea of soup.
My signature soup was spicy
vegetable
mix.
The whole concept
mix.
Of soup I like.
I will be the first to admit my stuff isn't the best.
When a soup looks that bad, it better taste good.
You know what it tastes like to me, Curtis? If you took nacho cheese chips and pureed it with some water.
But I feel that with the help and advice of a chef, we could have an awesome combination.
I need wardrobe.
Amy, I'm from Miami. I'm concerned about having a soup in hot weather. What would you do with a concept like this?
You know, maybe the hot weather stitches with your market.
New York and Chicago, I mean, they have hot summers. You can't go from having a turnover of 80 grand a week to 20 grand a week. You'll go broke.
She can make cold soups, bisques.
As well.
Unfortunately, I don't think that we're going to invest in your restaurant. I'm sorry.
Thank you for your time.
Well, I think you're passing on some crap.
Why am I doing this? You know, have I lost my marbles?
Yes.
I know so little about the restaurant business that I was a little bit shocked at how weak some of their ideas were. And I sat there and I thought to myself, wow, is this the best that America's got to offer?
If I were to be sent home at this stage in the game, it would feel like crap. 10 of us are staying here.
If I have to go back to the bakery.
It's got
to
be me. Anytime?
Yeah, anytime.
Saucy Balls will specialize in the ultimate comfort food and all-time favorite, meatballs and macaroni. Everybody loves meatballs, so this should work in any city across the country. Saucy Balls is a home run.
And I love the texture of the meatballs.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
How did you come up with the name?
Every Sunday, I make my sauce and my balls, and my daughter, 7 years...
By the way, you have balls for naming it this, just for the record.
But my 7-year-old daughter said, hey, Daddy, I know what you can name your restaurant, Saucy Balls. I'm like, that's it. That, like, breathed life into this idea.
Why are you
That's because you're an idiot.
Oh, man, this is the song in my heart. If I die tomorrow without doing a restaurant, I've not lived my life.
Joe, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I love your balls.
Joe, you're great.
Nice. I mean, great job.
I agree with the boys, definitely.
Great balls.
You will make it into the final 10. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Can I leave before I start crying?
Definitely.
Please do.
I'm in! Yo, Grandma! I did it!
They love my balls.
All right, enough of the balls, dude. You know what?
This is going to be every week.
I don't mind the idea of his restaurant, but you got to change the name.
Okay. Now,
I don't see
lady,
family saying that.
It's just, it's like, it's hot. You know, it gets hot. It's like, well, they serve other food hot
the place
year round.
The place is
that's
air conditioned. But also, if
hey,
she would
when I go to McDonald's, I want on a hot day, I want my fries to be ice cold.
But another thing is, like, she could have done, like, the Super Salad franchise. It'd be soup and salad. And they could have said, that that's been done, but it's like, so are a lot of the other ideas you accepted.
What was the restaurant that, Party Down?
Soup, what is it called? Super Crackers? Super Crackers.
Super Crackers.
It was like soup or crackers. Super Crackers.
Soup or crackers?
Somebody should have came in with that.
I don't know if they have them anymore. Soup. But here they have soup or salad. Super Salad. And it could have been something like that. And are those still around, by the way?
I never see them anymore.
Because Heather wants to go there. I'm like, I don't want to go pay for salad or soup.
No, actually, there's a...
They have the red tomato.
Sweet tomatoes is a better one.
Yeah, I thought it was called red tomatoes. Sweet tomatoes, yeah. I've been there.
Never heard of that.
It's not bad. It's basically the same thing. You go and eat super salad. So there's also this kind of guy who's like a dick. He's like, I got a place called Big Wang's. You know, it's my restaurant. I'm going to open Little Wang's. And he rubs everybody the wrong way. And, hey, what better to see this guy fail? Let's check it out.
I already have three restaurants in Los Angeles called Big Wang's, which is gourmet sports bar food.
Let's go. Here's Big Wang's.
Big Wang's is established and it has a little bit of name recognition. My wings are awesome. Everybody loves my wings. I'm just basically trying to expand my business.
That's everybody doing wing ideas, huh?
Why? Is there somebody else doing wings too?
Special sauce for wings.
That's one person out of 20.
He's doing wings. Black guy, of course. That's what they do, wings.
Joe's
what?
The biggest jerk I've ever met in my life. His words to people, just his attitude. I think that's going to get him in a lot of trouble eventually.
Yeah, everybody loves wings. Except for a couple.
Except for my wife.
Well, she's weird.
I wouldn't say that, but
I think Joe's a little overconfident to a point where it could be offensive.
I blacked out and almost felt like I was going to pass out, cry, and throw up at the same time.
It's like getting punched in the face really hard in a good way. I think my idea is great, and it's already working. I'm doing this because hopefully I can make more money.
My idea is awesome.
Apparently they have a lot of money. So I'm just going to do what I do, dude. My idea is Little Wang's. Little Wang's is basically the fast casual version of a sports bar that I own in L.A. called Big Wang's. Wings, rotisserie chicken, sandwiches, salads.
You know, you always get really concerned when you look down and think, I don't even know if I want to taste it.
I'm having a little bit of a problem trying to differentiate this concept with any other concept that is out there about chicken wings.
Ours are good.
Huh?
We're going to cook them perfect.
Is this cooked perfect?
Yes. The wings are straightforward. Throw them in the fryer, 8 minutes, boom, they're done.
If your wings are straightforward, this concept can't work.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we have something that is going to beat all the other chicken wings places and that they're going to be jealous about it.
If this is your absolutely best, I'm really concerned.
At this point, this isn't something that I want to put my money into.
You know, I don't think it's going to make for the next great restaurant chain.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you for your time. They're obviously looking for something different. Mine was straightforward. I was looking at it from a business standpoint. I should have said, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. Done. Adios, guys.
Which would have. That would have been entertaining.
Maybe you could have done
something. I'm not surprised that Joe's going home. I'm not trying to talk bad about the guy, but he was a jerk. So he's out of the picture, and it's a competitor I don't have to deal with.
The one thing that's kind of like, they said that you don't have to be a chef, but it looks like they're making him do a lot of cooking challenges. So if you're not a cook, you're kind of screwed, it seems like.
Well, if it's your concept, you should know how to cook it.
Now, the one guy he had, we were talking about Bill, the grilled cheese franchise. Like, it's all grilled cheese sandwiches. They're like, I could make that at home. No, yeah, these are specialty grilled cheese sandwiches.
Well, and what cracks me up is grilled cheese is the sort of thing you make whenever you're out of everything else at home. Like, you look in the fridge and go, well, what do I got? Well, I got some cheese.
I got some butter. I got some bread.
Some bread.
You know, I got to say it right now. I'm on board until NBC cancels it. Hopefully it won't be like that. What was that kitchen show that they had on NBC? It was like canceled after like three episodes.
Yeah, with Marco Pierre White.
Yeah, we tried to cover it. They canceled it out from under us. We couldn't do anything. So
I actually really liked that show too.
The problem with it is they didn't give the employees enough. I mean, the contestants enough things to do. It's like,
no, they didn't.
It's just like they didn't have the content.
The ten people that are in it are a taco bar, which is hard and soft tacos.
Which I would eat at, but how are you going to compete with Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. What else is there? Del Taco. Is that
still around?
Or even
Chipotle? I mean,
yeah, there's still Del Tacos.
And here they have Taco Bueno. I like the idea of the lady. She said stir fry place, the wok place. I would eat that if it was good.
Made to order stir fry.
Like, here they have Panda Express, but I think it's nasty. If there was like good quality like stir fry type stuff,
Panda Express is gross.
It would be awesome. You know,
now, Panda Express is that they make it in the morning and then put it in like a heat lamp buffet.
It's like
of
mall.
Shit.
If you've ever had Chinese food at the mall, that could be pretty gross too.
Yes.
Isn't that where they started?
There's a lady from Dallas, a personal trainer. That has the sports wrap, healthy wraps.
Yeah.
I'm not in for that.
That's like something that's on the menu at other places. It's like they don't just specialize it. Like, they can make that too, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to go, you know, I really feel like a healthy wrap today.
A sports wrap place.
Yeah. The other one is Hicks, which is Southern comfort food.
I would totally eat there, but that name is so offensive. I would just think it's some dude's name Hicks, you know?
Country fried steak with brie.
They could get Michael Biehn as a...
Just thinking that.
They have a poster of him on the front. Oh, sweet. Colonial Marines motif inside. I would totally eat there.
You'd have to go and like put like sauce on your stuff, and it would be like the alien head that comes out of the mouth and then dispenses
They'd have like an alien H.R. Giger like playland for kids and stuff. It's like totally creepy and shit. They'd have like the stasis tubes with face huggers in them, like electronics. Like, you tap on the glass and they
slide down and they come out the...
I would eat at Hicks's.
Hicks, they could have face hugger like dumb waiters, like just rolling around picking stuff up, maybe and, like put them on mouse droids.
No, they're face hugger straws.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. But then there's the waffle chicken guy.
We're mixing up genres though, Bill. Nah, you can't mix Alien with Star Wars.
Come on. Sorry. I'm too much of a geek.
What other things made it? I know the guy's chicken and waffles place made it.
Yeah.
But what was that guy goes, oh, he's a black guy. Of course he's doing wings. So you got cornbread over there too. It's like,
I see greens. It's red like, Kool-Aid.
It's like, I'm pretty sure you're racist, dude. And you're on TV. You know that? And another thing on Cake Boss. Buddy was filming his wife give birth while the TLC cameras are there filming in HD. It's like, Buddy, you don't need the camera. You can watch this on TV later. Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. It just didn't make any sense.
Flipped my mind.
He's trying to catch everything on video. I could never do that to Heather while she's giving birth. All right, say hi to the camera. Just punching the lens. Like, oh, shit, she Sean Penn my ass. I totally wouldn't blame any woman giving birth to punching a person trying to videotape them.
You don't even want anyone talking to you, let alone filming you.
Yeah.
Let me put this camera right down there. It looks fantastic.
Hey, now the placenta. Let's get some of that.
Oh, look at that beautiful afterbirth.
Nobody's going to watch this later.
Did you notice the cringe he did when he had to cut through the cord?
Yeah, he was kind of like, why am I doing this? He kind of like, he looked skeeved out, didn't he?
Puking.
He looked totally skeeved out, kind of like,
how come I'm not smoking a cigar in the waiting room?
Now, you guys ready to talk about Celebrity Apprentice with Gary Busey, who, as far as I'm concerned, is the star?
Yeah, profit.
You know, they've got that Richard Hatch guy to play the villain this season.
He's creepy.
He is. He's kind of like, I could easily see him in prison, like, having his way with David Cassidy. Then you, like, get in here. The way he was manhandling. Couldn't you see him, like, come here, David Cassidy? And he's like, ah! There's nothing you can do because he's a little weak
guy.
Come here, you little fella. But anyway, let's check this out because they always do the unstable naming of the teams. Let's check this out. Oh, wait, we got a cool introduction.
Perfect. Ladies, let's go.
Why were the Rockettes there?
The Celebrity Apprentice is back with the biggest and brightest stars ever.
Hey!
Rockettes being celebrity.
I love the Rockettes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What does that have to do with anything, Trump?
He just loves the Rockettes.
Welcome to Radio City Music Hall, home of everything, including the Rockettes, and known as the showplace of the nation.
What does this have to do with anything that happened in the episode?
300 million people have witnessed great acts at Radio City Music Hall. I think a couple of them. Dion, have you ever performed
here? Yes, I.
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Who else has performed here?
Not recently.
David, Little John? Oh, come on. Did you, Gary? What were you doing? Were you acting on stage? This isn't Broadway.
I sang with Sting in a rainforest.
Very good. Wow. Sorry we missed that.
No. The team name had to have an attitude. It had to be hip because I can't be associated with nothing lame.
I just think what best fits this group?
You know what fits us?
Winners.
Okay.
Yeah. So the name needs to
team
be the winners.
I like magnitude.
I like pinnacle.
Pinnacle's a penis.
Thank you, Gary. Pinnacle is one of the things. Penultimate.
Pinnacle's
integris.
Penis.
Integris is weak. She's suffering from integris. How about bologna and dirt?
Sperm farmers. I love Gary, and I've done films with Gary, and I really like him.
I got to see this
very
film.
Creative.
To help
and
me, Logan.
He's really good. He's going to have some great ideas. It's just getting his attention focused in on exactly what we're doing.
You think if we came back with sperm farmers,
we'd all be fired on the spot?
Why not?
I like Richard Hatch said, I have a name, Penultimate, which means next to last, so that makes no sense at all.
Well, see, no one said he was smart.
And I when they're like, hey, let's get Richard Hatch, he goes, team, we just won. They didn't win. Because they're supposed to
Richard
sell
Hatch
peaches.
Has always been creepy, ever since the first season of Survivor. He's just a
He's got
creepitin in him. It's ridiculous. Creepitin.
The first season of Survivor, he was just, to creep everyone out, he just started walking around naked. And everyone's like, will you please put clothes on? And he goes, why? I don't have to. And he'd walk around naked just grossing everyone out. And he thought it was hilarious. That shows how creepy. He's definitely got high doses of creepitin in him.
Yes.
But also later on when they're doing their little pizza place, you know, of course it's like whoever raises the most money, you know, get people to donate. David Cassidy won't shut the hell up and it's annoying him. So he says that he doesn't realize that he pushed him. Would you say he just kind of directed him out of the way? He kind of
I would have to say that.
I wouldn't say he pushed him. He just put his arm in front of him and goes, can you go over there? Just kind of, he did it rude.
Yeah.
But, and another thing is he called him on, he goes, I wish you wouldn't do that. And he goes, okay, I won't do it anymore. And that was it. I don't understand why it came up later, except
because he didn't have anything to go on. Cassidy was completely worthless. The moment he was there, you could see he's in that pizza place doing his thing. And he had to keep smoking because he was freaked out because he wasn't bringing any money in.
Yeah.
He was worthless. He kept going outside to smoke and call people. And they're like, I'm sorry, I just don't have any money for
and
you.
And you know, he was like smoking a cigar, like a stogie. What was that?
Like it lit, leaned up against the wall.
Yeah, and he left it lit and just like he's going to come out later and finish it.
It was one of those cheap black and tan cigars.
And wasn't not too long ago, wasn't he arrested for drunk driving or something like
so.
This. He seemed drunk to me this whole episode, I thought, or at least kind of tipsy.
He looked a little lushy.
And it was like when he called his daughter, it seemed like to me, she's like, I don't want to go. Yeah. And when she showed up, she had big glasses on, kind of all covered up. She didn't, I don't want anyone to see me here. And
I don't want to know you're my dad.
It's like, oh my God. But so
how old was she? Because I mean, he's pretty old.
She's pretty young. She's in her 20s. She was on Melrose
Place. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let's go ahead and check out this. And I think, you know, I don't like Richard Hatch, but he pretty much subs up David pretty well. Let's check it out.
We're going to do five kinds of pizza.
Five kinds.
Maybe outdoor, if we put celebrity pizza.
We're going to do saucy balls.
Maybe something like that.
Manion, let's just talk to him
Absolutely.
About what we need to do. We're going to price at a reasonable price. We're going to talk to you about.
How about this?
David, please, hold on.
How about this?
David has different needs from what I'm used
pizza.
To in a work environment. And if you're going to get something done,
the Chipperillo
you've got to
pie.
Focus on what's important.
All right, price points.
I think we should have a minimum.
David, be quiet for 1 second and let me tell you what they are. $5 a slice.
No, you did.
$500 delivery charge.
You want to get $500 to $1,000?
Yeah, do that over there, please.
$5.
I've worked with a lot of large egos over the last 40 years, but putting your hands and pushing somebody is rule one. You do not ever do that. It's disrespectful and it's arrogant.
So Lil Jon and I are graphic artists, and Gary Busey.
Yeah, but you're just a little guy. You got
to
get out of the way.
His menus.
I think we should have like something to attract
you
attention.
You could be going buy a pie, and I'll go for charity.
Buy a pie
for charity.
And what you gonna do, Busey?
You have that look on your face that you look like you need to be saved. Get in here and buy a pizza for $100, and you'll go straight to heaven. And I'll take out your garbage for a week.
See,
you get this pizza,
like
you'll see the Spirit
preacher.
Of God come down to you.
Like a three-piece
That's great.
Just out
Man,
of
I tell you this, and you won't be happy unless you get off your knees and you say, thank you, pizza pie. And you want to buy a pizza pie for charity.
See, stop
I
laughing, you're encouraging
pizza.
Him.
You know, you're the pepperoni
Don't encourage
prophet.
Busey.
I spell profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.
Richard is a depressing.
That wouldn't be the first time we hear that.
He's almost like a tyrant. He did no physical work. Zero. But I don't want to get into an argument with Richard. If we get into an argument with each other, I guarantee all hell's going to break loose.
Oh, no.
It's not terribly intelligent for Richard Hatch to push another man and then poke him, but he has anger issues. He spent 4 years in a federal penitentiary for cheating and lying.
I just want to remind you, yesterday you pushed him twice out of the way.
Uh-huh. Please don't push
me. No problem. Okay. I didn't even know I touched you. I apologize. I won't touch you. I think I can get along with anyone.
I find you creepy.
David Cassidy's definitely out of his league, but, you know, everybody has to go. He's just one of them. Probably one of the earlier ones.
Yeah, but you notice there how Cassidy was setting Hatch up right away on that second day, saying, you know, you pushed me twice yesterday, don't do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's mugging for the camera so that he has ammunition, because he knows that he isn't getting anything done, and he's going to be the one to go.
There was a part in the boardroom where I thought that Richard Hatch was toast. It wasn't until David Cassidy started to see, and he seemed kind of confident, David Cassidy did, and then he started seeming pathetic and kind of looking at Jose Canseco like, right, Jose? Right? You got my back on this? And, you know, Trump is like, I don't like how you keep looking at him for, like, support or whatever. Can't you just do it yourself? And it's like, and I was like, ah, he's screwed or whatever.
Yep, he dug his own hole because Hatch was gone.
He really was. Even Trump was like, I don't like Richard Hatch either. And then he's just like, you know, you're so weaselly and pathetic, David Cassidy. I got to get rid of you, you know. And what, you know, in the women's side, what did you think about Dionne Warwick running the
– No, that was a
She was running
mistake.
The credit card machine, and then Star Jones was like, here, let me take over. She goes, no, I got this. And she's like, oh, okay.
They'll wait.
And she just walked away kind of like
I think Dionne Warwick might be a little high.
She's like, I already know I'm winning, all right? So step off. Shit.
Like, why did she have to hand key each number in? Why can't
why
she
did
just
they pick her
the
to
card?
Do that? You give Dionne Warwick something to do, like call all of her psychic friends to donate money. Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey,
see
you
what
guys,
Cleo's up to.
Hey, you guys have hosed a lot of people out of money. Can you call any of those people? They're all rich off of suckers,
if they eat
right?
A piece of that pie, their future will look bright.
And I thought it was, they sent in Curtis again, the guy from friggin' Next Great Restaurant. I figured he was going to be wearing a Next Great Restaurant t-shirt, like, hey guys, and they're like, hey, you're from that other NBC show. And he's like, I'm here to try your pizza. Come on, pizza
that
is pizza.
That pizza look gross.
And another thing is you're just cooking the pizza they have there in the shop. It's not like they came up with their own recipe, is it?
Yeah, exactly. They have all the dough prepared, all the sauce prepared.
He's
it's
like,
nothing.
It's good pizza.
And so, they didn't show most of those places have dough sheeters. You're not actually like tossing the dough. You put it through a sheeter. It stretches it both ways. You put some sauce. You put some cheese. You put it in the oven.
What was that? That one lady, Nikki something?
Nikki Taylor.
Nikki Taylor. Yeah, she was making the pizzas and stuff. But, okay, in the boardroom, I love when Trump asks Busey questions and, like, just so
weird tangents.
Well, let's check this out.
Sounds like David was the only one who actually said, please don't touch me.
Yeah, well,
but nobody else said that they were being mistreated.
When somebody physically is abusive to you or you feel you're
disrespected. No, you did the right thing, but I'm wondering if Jose ever
said anything.
I didn't want to show up here and call him on it. I wanted to tell him and say, please don't. And he apologized for it. Mm-hmm. But as the day went on.
Are you a little embarrassed saying that?
Pardon me?
I mean, people don't touch me. Are you a little embarrassed saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
You know, number one, you're a star.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Aren't you a little embarrassed saying that Jimmy touched me, but he won't touch Jose?
Well, being pushed physically out of the way and to be ignored and to be disrespected is something that I really, I can't tolerate.
See, if I were you, I don't think I would say that.
First of all.
You're very honest.
You're very honest.
I don't encourage him from having pushed him, and never would I.
I think, Jose, I'm just watching Jose. I think he'd like to beat the I swear. You know, I'm looking at Jose, and he doesn't do a lot of talking, but he's got sort of attitude, and I think he would like to knock the crap out of you.
He very well may.
Is that a correct statement, Jose?
Correct.
Yes, I would like to knock that.
Do you think Richard was a bad leader?
He did the best he could with what he had to go, mentally, physically, emotionally.
So what did you do as the pepperoni prophet? What did you do?
I had a suit that didn't fit in any way. I scruffled my hair out where it looked like I got hit by lightning. I had the majors in my hand, and I was saying, buy a piece of pie for charity. Help people by giving them a blessing with the money you donate to the pizza. $5 and up. You will have blessings come to you in your life. I see your eyes. You want to help.
Wow.
You have love in your heart.
You think Trump is like, I'm sorry I asked?
It's all a piece of pizza for charity. Yeah. And that's what we are here
They need
for,
to put a shock collar on
Did
him.
Did you catch a cold outside or something?
No.
Are you all right? Your eye is a little bit puffed up. What happened?
Oh, this is a cancer residual that I had in 1997.
Because I didn't notice that yesterday, but why, that just comes about?
Comes about, especially with
clients. Still a handsome guy. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
So let me ask you this. What could your team have done better? And you
cancer.
Are a piece of work, Gary.
No, listen, I will tell you.
Go ahead. What could your team have done better?
What we could have done better was everything we did on the day of the task.
What does that mean?
That means we did better.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea what that means, but I'm going with it.
I don't know.
Can't argue with that.
All right. Can't wait for some more Busey.
Well, didn't he basically just say that they could have done everything better?
Yeah. And they did.
In his own way.
And then he said, and we did or something. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. So anyway.
I'm confused.
He's in Busey,
David Cassidy
man.
Was eliminated. Now, let's talk about Face Off. We missed last week where they did zombies. But I thought it was a little strange how and creepy how their little task before that was to do a crime scene.
The
did
blood.
You guys see that with blood and stuff?
I missed last week.
So it's kind of creepy. Let's just check this out.
What we're supposed to do is throw blood up against the glass, the T-shirt, and the wooden panel.
My technique is to just spatter it on there with my fingers. I know that realistically, blood does not cover the walls.
When he said crime scene, I was like, I'm going all out.
Bob, what do you think?
This is good here, where you've got tissue or even brain. Mm-hmm. This area is good. It's a little excessive over here and also up on the glass. This would be good for a gunshot wound. Okay. You could have put that more down where the wounds were. These drops wouldn't be as big. Mm. It would be more along these lines here down at the bottom.
This is a 2x4 to the head repeatedly.
Your spattering here is good. Less is best.
Wow.
How's it going?
What happened?
It was a really deep gash decapitating the head, as well as a very deep stomach wound, basically bleeding out.
Bleeding out. All
this
depends
is where
on
I
gravity.
Murdered me.
So if they decapitated him and the body and the head were down, yeah, you would have a lot of bleeding. I think it may be a little more excessive than we needed to do.
I figure that
he's
if a
you
bullet
went overboard.
Is going
yeah,
straight
he
through
did.
Someone's head, that the back is going to burst open.
Well, Megan, your puddling is good.
Puddling?
I like that.
Gross.
As we move up, blood really wouldn't look as watery as yours, as it would be more of a thicker element to it.
The chicken guts.
This one is an all-time classic makeup. Zombies.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Kinsey announces zombies. All of us collectively were like, yes!
For this challenge, you will need to create your own original zombie. And the stakes are higher than ever. Because this week, two of you will be eliminated.
Oh.
Megan, you are next, please.
Can you tell us the story of this character?
A lot of people tend to get plastic surgery living in L.A.
I actually thought it was gross.
They would cut her face off and everything that they fixed
rest
on
in place,
her.
But also
this
her
idea
face
of exposing
off?
The gross. Silicone underneath is a great one. On the face,
they
sculpturally, it seems like you got there, but it's just so heavy on
Reminded
the blood
me what
gel.
I did on an episode of Heroes when Siler
peeled off.
Like,
that's a really cute idea.
Another hero
I
story.
I think you went a little heavy-handed with the blood. It
and
was
Megan,
covered with blood.
I want to give
blood.
You a 10 for the concept. I think it's the best concept tonight.
Glenn, who is the first person going home tonight?
Anthony.
So, Glenn, who else has been eliminated?
Tom.
I'm going home, guys.
What?
Yes, sir.
Get the f*** out of here.
What they were looking for wasn't
I'm in.
What I
oh, that's what I'm doing. We are.
I loved when those guys were eliminated. They couldn't believe Megan wasn't. Again, Megan!
The only problem with Megan's thing is that, you know, she put so much thought into it. She even got out the Grey's Anatomy book to look at muscle structure. And I think what I saw of her sculpting, it looked really good, but then she put all that, like, dark red blood on it, and she should have done more, like, I don't know what these guys think zombies are supposed to be, but they don't have blood in them. They're dead.
I was wondering, has anyone seen, like, Romero's Dawn of the Dead?
Exactly.
Like, they all are, like, all ripped up and shit, but some of them
There's
just
no
look like
viscera.
Some people just look like humans who are really pale and creepy who have like a bite on them. But I guess they want to show off their makeup, you know. But you could also show them like really creepy like blue or something.
Yeah, that's – if I was in that competition and somebody told me, hey, let's do zombies, I would have done like the Dawn of the Dead type of zombie. You know, kind of decayed, completely bluish green, you know, a true zombie, not this ridiculous –
The one guy who got eliminated did, like, the chick zombie, and that was horrible.
The hooker one?
The hooker zombie. That just was
really bad.
And Tate did that one where the intestines were hanging down, and that did crack me up how the model was, like, having fun with
it.
Like, that was hilarious.
And the tongue. She had the tongue hanging out, too.
What did you guys think? I thought it was hilarious, and I was laughing through the whole thing when they had... Your zombies will have to do a choreographed dance routine. And I was like, what? I was like waiting for Thriller to play, but they played that zombie song that I've never heard of before. But
I was waiting for it to end.
I thought it was hilarious.
The whole song?
They were killing time in the episode, I think. But that was pretty funny. Now, this week they did something that was kind of strange where they had to make themselves...
Disguise themselves.
And I think Megan's biggest problem here is she just ripped all of her makeup off, you know? You know, all she had to do is like a prosthetic nose or something and maybe change her eyebrows or something. But I think, I mean, the one thing is, like, I was kind of rooting for Megan because everyone hated her so much, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of happens on Big Brother or whatever. Someone hates somebody so much. So, you know what? I hope that they last longer than these people. But, I mean, this show that she was in over her head, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, did you really... Her prosthetics weren't that bad.
She just kind of freaked out.
She freaked out.
She overthought it.
I was like, well, I don't like this part. Started peeling it off.
The guy who is the... I mean, I wasn't offended, but I was like, I wonder if anyone is offended over the guy doing the black lady, the huge ass and the giant lips and stuff. Was that just a little offensive?
No, why would you think that? What's wrong with stereotypes?
It's a gay guy.
If there would have been a black person on the show, it may have been like, hey, dude, I don't know. And it's like, well, you're always making wings over there. It's like, what? What's that have to do with it?
The tattooed gay guy is the one I want to go the most.
Just the nose thing just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But also Tate did the really creepy guy.
The goth guy.
I thought it was funny that his fiance or whatever, his girlfriend, like, wouldn't even look at him. She was like so grossed out.
Well, he was creepy.
I like that he sniffs her hair as she walks by.
I thought that was funny that he was having fun with it. But the girl who ended up winning, was it Sam, the girl Sam?
Yeah.
She did the guy. But it was funny when she
talked. She looked like Ben Franklin.
But when she couldn't do a deep man voice at all. She would go, yeah. It like just sounded like a girl when she was talking. That was funny.
Like she was trying to cough at the same time as talk.
But, yeah, it was sad seeing Megan and her mom there. Do you think her – like they said, your mom recognized you.
They did like a little take when she said the register. You see her like
– Yeah, she looked like
– look
up like
– Like I know that's – this must be where I'm not supposed to recognize.
Yeah. Who's that?
It's funny because Megan, for her inspiration, she chose Diana, which was Connor's last model and model before, and she's sculpting her exact face on top of hers. It's an odd approach.
Did you notice Meg's reference today?
Yeah. The model?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
It's only weird because is she turning herself into that model?
Is it because it was Connor?
Oh, just leave her alone. Shut up.
It's possible. I wouldn't put anything past it at this point.
Like, oh my god. So catty.
This just looks awful. I mean, no, it really does.
The guy helping you is like, no, it's not, it's fine.
I'm realizing as we're putting it on, things are not working out. I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to fool my mother.
Put an eye patch on.
Freaking buckling edges.
I can definitely see what Megan was so concerned about. She did have this problem with, you know, folds being created in the piece whenever she moved. But I actually thought she did a really good job. Had she walked past me on the street, I wouldn't have even looked twice.
First I peel off the neck. Then I peel off the cheeks. Maybe I can save the jawbone and the nose. And then I look at the profile and
this show suffers from too much music syndrome too.
This all has to go.
Yeah, way too loud.
So
it's left to me.
I just know that this appliance on my face is not going to work.
No!
Marcel's got the talent.
It's all about fusing food with science.
No.
Oh, my God.
Come true. Marcel's Quantum Kitchen, an original series.
Sorry, Bill, it was a paid Tuesday advertisement.
Only on Sci-Fi.
Marcel paid us 10 bucks for it.
Marcel thinks he's next. Richard Blaze.
Exactly. It should be the show Richard Blaze is doing, isn't it?
Basically.
Megan, I'm thoroughly disappointed in this makeup. You probably had some technical problems with the time that you have. I get all of that. That said,
on Heroes, when I had a problem with my makeup, what I did was...
And you've been here in front of us several times. And we keep saying we want to see what it is that you have to offer us. Presenting us with what you were trying to do would, in my opinion, have been a better approach than doing a beauty makeup. So that's all I have to say about this.
Last week, you just barely skated by. You were on the fence, and I think you have totally fallen off the fence this time.
And to think that you're going to, like, hide your face and get away with that? I mean, you had your back to the camera most of the time. You were hiding behind wigs and your hair and whatever you could. I mean, I don't think you fooled your mother at all, quite frankly. She's just smart enough not to say anything. You know, all the people that have been dismissed from this competition, and then you do this?
I have to say I'm extremely exhausted. And I'm tired.
Sam, you have earned the right to advise the judges on who you feel should be eliminated tonight.
Actually, that's not going to be necessary.
Oh, that was bad. It's not necessary.
There's a singular clarity to our decision process this evening. The person going home tonight is Megan. Megan, being tired and being worn out is not an excuse. It takes a tenacity to succeed at what we do.
That she's right.
Let me take a nap and do it again. I promise.
I'll be right back. Just let me take a nap. I think all she needed was a prosthetic chin and nose, and she would have been good.
It'd be like the artist guy. She needed a nap beforehand to think about her project.
But you know what's funny? It's Connor. They're like, once again, Connor, you did a great makeup job. The only problem is it looked just like
you. It did look just like him.
It was you, just looking older and bad teeth or whatever. And it's like,
and a Russian accent or something.
Yeah, what was he doing there? I think it's going to be between Tate and Connor, the final people. I don't see how anybody else is good enough to really, unless one of them screws up. I think
it's going to be three people: Tate's guyliner, Tate, and Connor.
Yeah, what he also, I thought it was funny. He was like, he said he didn't want to shave because he'll have a baby face, and then he does. I was like, he's right. He looks totally like a little kid now.
Yeah, he does.
He was like all like,
he tries to man himself up, but he just looks more feminine.
He's got the mandana and the cool mandana facial hair, but now he's got like this baby face going. It's like,
I freaking hate mandanas.
I'm not pulling it off anymore.
Anytime I see some guy with a mandana, I'm like, dude, what the hell? You're sweating? Take that stupid thing off.
I really enjoy the show. I think it's fun, though.
It is.
I want them to. I liked how they did
your
the
basic Top Chef format. But
they've done
that. Fun.
They've done the alien. They've done zombies. What's next? What is there in movies you guys
vampires.
See? Vampires.
Werewolves.
They got to do something that involves.
Oh, they did sea creatures with the planet thing.
Maybe something with a prop or something, like a functional moving part or something. You know, like how the alien has the jaw that shoots out. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But let's talk about Kitchen Nightmares. Because this week at Davide, or to me it looks like David, there's a guy who's given up, the chef, and his brother who really liked taking pills or whatever. This guy's voice, he's like, hey, I used to be on the OxyContin, and then it's like, what the hell are you saying?
I could not understand. I love how they had the subtitle.
He's like, he's given up, Jeff Ranty. And they're like, what the hell's wrong with your voice? Was that the result of the drugs you took?
No, just born like this. Just wait.
It sounds like a cartoon character.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And I love when when Gordon Ramsay is trying all the food. I think the waiter guy, he's very into his job and he's proud of his job and he's very professional, but everything he's been taught to say is bullshit because the guy is lying about everything, about fresh made pasta and everything is fresh and
it's fresh frozen.
Yeah, everything is made that day. And then he's like, has to go back on everything he says. Let's check this out.
Frank wants to prove that his cooking skills have not suffered.
Thank you, Andrew. Recommendations.
There isn't a bad thing on the menu. Caesar salad's made right in the dining room. All the pastas handmade.
That's a big positive. All the pastas handmade.
Yeah, all handmade.
That's incredible. Let's start off with il vontini melanzane di
melanzane.
Yeah.
Sure.
Got to go for the Caesar salad table side. Love that idea. And the fresh lobster ravioli.
All right.
The rack of lamb. I'll go for that as well. I want to see as much as I can and travel across Italy. How was Frank?
47.
47. He looks older than that.
Stress.
Jeez.
Come on. Let me get tested on
it. Jeez.
I know I can pass. I'm not blowing my own
smoke.
He looks like he's 90. That food is good.
Brilliant. Table side Caesar in the north end of Boston, right?
Yep.
Are you going right to the very basics? You got an egg yolk there as well?
Egg yolk.
Yeah.
Garlic, anchovies.
Wow.
You get some Thousand Island on that.
Have you just washed that salad?
Would you want to make a salad in front of Gordon Ramsay?
Because it's soaking wet.
No, that would be very intimidating.
All the dressing's just run off.
He needs to be all shaky.
The lettuce is soaking wet. to dress a Caesar salad, the salad has to be crisp but dry.
Like, would you like blue cheese on that, Mr. Ramsay?
Freaking work for nothing.
Oh my God, 8 minutes for nothing.
Yeah, he's wet lettuce.
Here we have the eggplant, the involtini di melanzane.
Thank you. Hasn't been fried or cooked long enough.
Not.
Yeah, it's pretty spongy and horrible.
But do you like it?
No, that's fresh. When were they done?
But is it good?
This morning.
Ready? Will you just check if that was done this morning? Because it tastes like it was done last week.
That's all for me.
Thank you.
Great. What? So this was spongy?
Oh, yeah, what?
Why
do I work here?
He asked me if they were frozen. I said, no, they're not.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, there's a batch of freezer. They don't make them till autumn.
I don't need shit in my freezer that's been in there all
long. I can't make eggplant till autumn. That's impossible. I don't have time. Is that the same one they sent? Unless he has a new method I don't know about. His method's gonna get here at 11 in the morning. It's impossible to be here at 11 in the morning.
This guy could be a cartoon voice, make a lot of money.
It's impossible to be here at 11 in the morning
anymore. My mother and father.
11's pretty early.
Hey. Ridiculous.
Late yesterday?
It was actually 3 weeks ago.
I'll miss the view.
Yep. 3 weeks ago.
Miss the view.
Yep. That's disgusting.
All right, give me a pen. I need to keep score. One down. One eggplant.
He's keeping score on what he likes.
Lobster ravioli. That should be fine.
What's next?
Lobster ravioli.
And were these made yesterday?
Fresh out of the can.
Make sure I get a date on that.
Like a goo.
Fresh out of
the can. Chef Boyardee.
I do not know. The manufacturer does that. They are not homemade.
I can't understand you.
I feel dumb. You know, here I am telling people, you know, all the pastas are handmade. Because that's what Frank told me. I feel betrayed by my own boss.
That's nasty.
What, because you're a moron?
What?
So it's not fresh?
No.
Hold on a minute, hold on. We're backtracking now. Fresh pasta every day.
All the pastas handmade.
Yeah, all handmade.
I thought they were made fresh.
Why would you have to store bought? That's gross.
I thought you didn't like it. You hated the lobster.
Stores
ravioli.
Are disgusting.
They don't like lobster. I really want to please the guy. I know he's going to complain. I mean, come on. At least, like, tell me if the sauce was good.
All of a sudden, you got this ravioli lobster. That's store bought. It was horrible.
But how was the sauce?
Who gives about the sauce? The filling is the magic. Whether it's a ravioli or tortellini, it's the filling you get excited about. The eggplant. But that was a disaster. Spongy, bitter, undercooked. And then I got told it was cooked 3 weeks ago. Embarrassing. I mean, really embarrassing.
It's
aged. You can't make fresh food and freeze it and charge money to run a business.
Yeah, so basically, Gordon, he eventually gets him to love cooking again, right?
He loves cooking, and he loves his druggy brother.
I love where he says he did
it's like
this.
The fighter.
He did this before, Bill, on another like season ago. He probably does it in every restaurant where he's like, write me a letter of what you want to say to your brother, you know? And he's like, oh, okay, Chef Ramsay. And then they have to read it to each other later. It's like, I love you.
I love pills.
What if he would have been like, I hate my brother, he's a junky loser. Oh shit, backfired. Damn.
I can't understand what he's saying because he sounds like a chipmunk.
He likes the oxys. What are you going to do? Now let's talk about
Take
Top Chef.
Pot out of your mouth.
Let's talk about the Top Chef because we've got Richard Blaze left and we got Mike. Mike, what's his last name, Bill?
Mike Isabella.
Who they try to paint him in a friendlier light, I guess, this week, and he wasn't
an asshole.
Now we also got three women: Carla, Antonia, and Tiffany. And right here, where's it? They're in the Bahamas, right?
Yes.
And last week, you know, they did the thing where basically no one was eliminated, so we don't really have to dwell on it much. But they did the Ellis Island thing and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, but, yeah, and it was wonderful, and it was tears were shed. It was beautiful.
And no one was eliminated. But no. I thought it was good. I was like, who are they going to eliminate? Because remember, everybody cooked something perfect.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, I don't know what to do. And I was like, they can't not eliminate somebody because that's not fair. And then they're like, nobody is eliminated.
Well, the one thing that pissed me off was that Padma did that thing goes, Richard, please pack your knives because you're going to the Bahamas.
Yeah, but stop doing that shit. Yeah.
It's not funny.
The judge on Face Off did that to that girl, Sammy. He goes, your stuff was terrible. Terribly good. I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
No.
But you could see her heart kind of sink, like,
oh, be good.
Yeah, this shit sucked ass
all
in a good way.
Yes, do that.
Your parents were just killed
with laughter. So anyway, let's check this out. And of course, Mike is like, me and Richard, we're the only ones who deserve to be here, and I'm going to beat them. And then there's a fire. Let's check it out.
Carla, Tiffany, and Antonio played it safe just to get here. And I think they're playing it safe right now, and it kind of makes me a little upset. Mother. For them, it's an honor to be here. For me, it's not an honor to be here. For me, it's an honor to win, and I'm going to fight till I get there.
As we're driving, we're kind of in the middle of these rows of restaurants, and it seemed very local. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know. Is it a festival?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What in the world?
We get into the kitchen, and it was kind of scary because we didn't know what to expect.
That's it?
This is it, y'all. Fryer, a microwave.
And the flat top.
All we have is a flat top.
I drop my plantains in the fryer, and the one to the right is lightly smoking.
Why'd you fry plantains?
I think we need to say something about this fryer. Like, this should not look like this. Seriously, like, this is going to start something.
I know. I try.
They don't have codes.
Starting
this
smoke. It's going to catch
No, obviously they don't.
Okay, the fire just caught fire.
I got it, guys. Look out. Move the basket. I got it. I got this on fire. We have a fire. Hey, don't move it.
Don't move it. It's going to poof like that.
The fryer, it's the last place you want to see it fired because you've just set about 35 gallons of oil on fire.
We had serious fire.
This could be a pretty bad situation pretty quickly.
It's not off.
Mike, let's stick your head in there. See how it looks.
Yeah, I gotta move my
chewing down. Even before we ran out the door, everyone was like, put towels over your food.
Put it in the kitchen.
Towels over your food.
They should have taken
was more
their food
concerned
out.
About their food than their own personal safety. What did you do?
Nothing. The fire was just turned all. You didn't see the smoke.
Did it actually
look like so what did you do?
Hair. Whatever it is. I mean, it went on fire. We're out of the kitchen. Hopefully we get to cook tonight.
What's the matter?
I'm trying to change my dish.
Change your dish to what?
Go with your gut.
Yeah,
go with your heart.
Don't mess with me, please. I'm already in a bad headspace.
I think I'm in Antonia's head a little bit, intentionally. Antonia's strength is
well-executed
food. So if I can mess with her head, she might make a mistake.
If I start trying to change
what
my dish right now, I'm going to be in trouble.
I think she's a threat, and this is a competition. At some point, I'm going to want her to bomb.
Hey, Chef.
You just need
chef.
To do your best, Richard.
He's letting Isabella get
but
to him.
Unfortunately, the food sort of has chemical toxins and stuff.
What?
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Can we dust
so
it off?
We're starting over.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah, well, there's chemicals from the pencil system, but they have to scrub the whole kitchen down. So
just like,
we're back
no,
in the kitchen
can't.
Prepping, cooking, and serving dinner later on tonight.
It's just a really weird situation. You know, you just push so hard, and then you're at that turning point of where you're just about to start
plating. Stole that recipe
and
out of Blaze's book for no reason.
I've been chasing it all day.
Again.
Obviously, the same food that you chose, for the best that we can, it'll be there. But we are allowed to recalculate our dish. You can change the dish.
Totally.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not so happy about this new development.
You know, Richard is driving me nuts because I'm really rooting for the guy, but now he's like, I hate everything I do.
Yeah, he's talking himself out of it again. He's
yeah,
going to choke.
He did that last time where he's like, God, stop doing that shit and just do what you do best. If Mike wins this thing, Bill,
I'm going to have to just not watch Top Chef for a while.
I can just see he wins and he's like, hey, this is for Jersey or something. I'd be like, oh, shut up.
I told you I'd win. I told you.
It's like, hey, I won this with a recipe out of Richard's notebook. Thanks a lot, Richard.
He's just such an overconfident meathead.
Oh, God.
The fire just caught fire.
Yeah, the fire caught fire. That's the first time I've ever seen fire catch on fire. I never thought that was
very dangerous.
Fire.
It gets twice.
Yeah, I'm not so happy about this new development.
Guys, let's take a break and we'll be back in a little bit. All right, everyone. It won't be that long, so we'll be back after the break.
About a half hour.
Yeah.
You got, some set of coyotes coming over here.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Puppy Surprise is having Puppy.
How many?
That's the surprise.
Puppy Surprise.
Puppy Surprise.
How many puppies are there inside?
Three puppies.
And they're all
surprise,
different.
Surprise.
Puppy Surprise.
Four puppies.
How many puppies are there inside?
There could be three or four or five.
Five. I can't believe my eyes.
Surprise, surprise is Puppy Surprise.
Surprise comes with three, four, or five baby puppies. One in five mommy dogs comes with four or five puppies. It's sold separately.
When you're there without a care, don't forget that little thing. Do the right thing. Do your part and do it smart. For with everything you bring, do the right thing.
It's 3:42, but afternoon practice means afternoon hunger.
If I'm dancing and I'm hungry, I eat a Snickers, and then I can dance again.
The first step is eating the Snickers bar and getting rid of my hunger so I can get on to the next step, which is playing ball.
You know, my mom will keep Snickers in the cabinet in the kitchen, you know, and I'll go get one, and it fills me up, push me through till dinner.
Snickers, crunchy peanuts, peanut butter nougat, caramel, and milk chocolate.
I'm so hungry.
Packed with peanuts, Snickers really satisfies.
Snickers really satisfies you.
To defeat the evil Decepticons, Nebulons team up with Autobots to become Power Master.
Their engine's the key that unlocks their Transformer energy.
We're under attack! Oh no, the Decepticons have Power Masters too! Transform Optimus Prime!
Optimus is becoming a super power master!
Who will win? Find out in Marvel Comics.
Catch Lucky! He's got Lucky Charms!
Oh, I'll make a roller coaster and ride with me Lucky Charms! The crunchy old cereal with a rainbow of marshmallow surprises! Whee!
Quick! Help!
Whoops!
Tough break, Lucky! Frosted Lucky Charms!
A marshmallowy part of this nutritious breakfast.
Ta-da! The famous floating pencil! Behold.
Magic tricks you can do. One free in specially marked boxes of Lucky Charms.
Ready for some rock and roll, man?
Wacky, wild, Kool-Aid style.
Kool-Aid style.
Wacky, wild.
Makes me wacky.
Tastes so wild. Wacky, wild, Kool-Aid style.
Kool-Aid soft drinks.
Oh, yeah.
When we left him, the rabbit needed a name to get tricks.
Here's your name.
Now I'll get you some truly terrific, totally tasty, tutti fruity tricks. The scrumptious part of this here complete breakfast. Thanks, kids, for giving a name to this here rabbit.
Rabbit?
Oops.
Silly rabbit, names are for regular folks.
And tricks are for kids.
Ta-da! The famous floating pencil. Behold.
Magic tricks you can do. One free in specially marked boxes of tricks.
Wake up to the hot taste of Kellogg's Hot Tarts.
So hot, they're cool, so cool, they're hot. Hot Tarts popping up and popping hot. Hot taste so cool inside, they're hot. Taste the real fruit, so hot, hot, hot.
Real fruit fillings give Pop Tarts an incredible taste. So hot, they're cool.
Hot taste so cool, so cool.
Born in fire, formed in flames. Hot Wheels breaks new barriers.
It's just an ordinary car.
Oh, yeah? There's a Hot Wheels inside.
Slip behind the wheel, sight your target through the windshield, steer, and launch. The Hot Wheels Sight and Smash Booster Set puts you in the driver's seat.
Sight and smash.
Sight and Smash Booster Set, not for use with some cars, comes with everything you see here from Hot Wheels.
Fruity marshmallow crispies, lots of fruity marshmallow shapes. Get you snap, crackle, popping over lots of fruit taste.
Wow!
Fruity marshmallow crispies, orange, lemon, raspberry, grape for lots of fruit taste.
Kellogg's Fruity Marshmallow Crispies, part of this complete breakfast.
Fruity marshmallow crispies.
A Fruity Marshmallow Crispies joke machine can make you a comedian.
Why does a cow wear a bell? Because its arms don't work!
One free in Fruity Marshmallow Crispies.
We are going where no man has gone before.
Child's Play becomes an out-of-this-world adventure.
Where is going, kid?
We're going straight up.
Oh, my God.
What a powerful alien force draws them beyond the stars. River Phoenix blasts off into outer space in Explorers, a world premiere. Coming April 30th at 6 through TV 44, the movie station.
Scoop Wilson here with the play-by-play on the season's biggest baseball event. Baskin-Robbins Baseball Helmet Sundays. A double play with your favorite ice cream flavors. There's action on the mound now as a flight just poured on and the topics hit home. Best of all, you get your sundae served in a mini baseball helmet. Choose your favorite teams or collect all 26. Baskin-Robbins, you're batting 1,000. A two-scoop sundae serves in a mini baseball helmet. And the helmet's free.
The case of the Big Bad Job. Big Boss and his gang of crooks were escaping in the roadster. But hot on the tail was Officer Highway on the cop cycle. And he wasn't letting this bunch of crooks get away.
No! Cops and crooks, vehicles and figures sold separately with cash.
Now the greats are back as classic pretenders. Chaz, Bumblebee, Starscream, and Grimlock.
Beyond anything you've ever seen before. Transformers, classic pretenders.
Me, Grimlock, and Chaz.
Transformers.
Think we'll beat that time?
Sure we will. After this complete breakfast, including my Frosted Flakes, they bring out the tiger in you.
Beat that if you're any good.
Good?
Yeah.
They're great.
You'll show them you're a tiger.
Show them what you can
do. The taste of Tony's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Brings out the tiger in you.
Now in Frosted Flakes, my Glow Lock.
Check it out.
It makes a statement on a belt, a shoe, a buckle, and you.
All right.
One Glow Lock free in specially marked packages.
The fun is back, as you can see, with the 2600 from Atari. Still under 50 bucks, but wait, there's more. There's a stack of new games at your video store. In real sports boxing, the action's rough. If you're gonna make it, you got to be tough. Midnight Magic is an arcade blast. Like a pinball wizard, you got to be fast. Fire Solaris to protect your base, then blast off into hyperspace. The fun is back, oh yes sirree. New 2600 games from Atari.
Have me some fun.
Oh, great. We're back from the top.
I'm going to have me some fun.
Sure.
That's it. I'm going to have me some fun. 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 I'm going to have me some fun.
Sperm farmers.
Excuse me? I love this, Bill. Laura goes to the bathroom with 10 seconds of the break left. I'm like, oh, great timing.
Nice.
I made it, though.
We have like 8 minutes or something. Hey, I forgot to mention, Laura is wearing a Nowhere in Mulberry t-shirt.
I am.
Pretty sweet.
That's cool.
And it says Nowhere in Mulberry on the back. It looks good quality, too. I like it. Miraiki. Everyone go and order a goddamn shirt, okay? Sorry, didn't mean to vent there, but hey, why don't you support the goddamn show every once in a while? Oh, sorry, what the hell? Where is this deep-seated anger coming out of me? I don't know where it's coming from.
Post your
Or you can join the goddamn forum, too, while you're at it. Or follow us on goddamn Twitter or goddamn Facebook while you're at it, huh? Huh? All right, I'm done. All right, Bill, let's talk about the cape. This show's going to be around a long time, Bill. Love it.
I just got word that the episode 10 goes up online tonight.
Oh, sweet. Because basically NBC, you know, they've given up on the cape and they're back to showing The Event.
Yeah, because that show's so good.
The cape. Superhero show, primetime, didn't work out. We like the show, though. Every week
show.
Every week they introduce a different villain. My favorite villain so far is Poker Face. They introduce a guy named Poker Face, and he's got this bulging eyeball, and he's got the guy he has to come over and put eye drops in. That was hilarious. Just, I love, here's my friend Poker Face. But, of course, we have Scales, who I think is hilarious on the show. And Vince is portraying a, what is it, the guy, like a, he's a...
International hitman of some sort.
He's a bomb artist. What do you call that? A saboteur?
Yeah, he's a demolitions expert.
Right. And he's called Razor. And so Vince is disguised as Razor. And there's this great scene here where it's like, what I love about Scales is he's very theatrical in how he does things. He doesn't just say, hey, Vince, you're not the guy. Let's kill him or whatever. Instead, he does this elaborate ruse with a cake in the middle of the table and who gets a piece of cake, yeah. Who's worthy. And I thought it was hilarious. Let's go. I'm going to miss the cape. And we're going to cover the last episode too, Bill, next week.
We are, definitely.
But let's check this out because I love Scales.
Good evening, fellas. Oof. Smells like a vet's office in here. Like a bunch of scared dogs. Well, chin up, you dogs. Nothing worth having ever came without a bit of adversity. Now, who would be brave enough to have a guess of what's in the box? Noodle, you want to have a guess?
No, Mr. Owl.
The answer to our recent setbacks is in that box. Who else would have a guess? Razor. Maybe you. No. Then allow me to present to you a cake. As a token of my esteem for his loyalty, Cassie gets a slice of cake. For his punctuality, Mikey gets a slice.
Hey, good for you, Mikey.
For his dress sense, Trevor. For their speedy getaways, my two drivers get a slice of cake.
The whole time Vince is just sitting there in character, like.
It means you've done well. That you belong. Now, you may have noticed there was a slice of cake missing. This isn't an accident. It means one of you won't be getting a slice. This means one of you is a fear-reeking dog. Worse, even. A rat that has wriggled its way into my trust, my confidence, my family unit. I hope you don't have a sweet tooth, my friend, because no cake for you!
I love, like, all the guys run over to Vince and start kicking the shit out of him.
Take him to the showers! This is going to be messy.
That's beating the living shit out. I love that. The whole scene just to get to Vince not getting his cake because... and I love Noodle was sitting there too without cake too, wasn't he?
Or did Noodle doesn't need cake.
Yeah.
So, what about Poker Face? Did he have any cake?
He just comes in later when he's in the showers. And there was one part where the guy puts the drops in and Poker Face is like, ah! And then they show Vince holding turpentine. I was like, how did he get the turpentine in his eye drops? He's really fast.
He's crafty.
He is.
Uses that cape.
And then Max at the end shows Vince how you are the cape with flair, how he goes in there and saves him pretty easily and kicks some ass. And he's like, that's how you do it. And that's what I want. I was almost thinking, like, what if the show would have started and the cape was already a badass? It wasn't an origin story. And then they did kind of, like, showed us in brief, like, little flashes of why he's the cape or whatever.
I think that's when the show should end, or, well, when it should have ended, is whenever he gets to the point where he has mastered it.
Right, like it would have been the final. Because another thing I was wondering, if people like didn't want to stay on board for a guy learning to be a superhero, would it have been better if he was a superhero? And then, I don't know. But see, I think, I know for a fact people didn't give this show a chance. They're just like, oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, no one gave it a chance. In fact, one of my friends that I went to school with at one point said, oh, you know, I gave it about 15 minutes and that's all I needed. I was like, no, dude, you got to stick it out.
Like the scene, like Scales, they're probably like, oh, that's lame. But no, it's hilarious. Come on. Give it a chance. I can't wait to see it.
On Smallville, they try to be funny. And it just, it rings hollow because it's just forced. It's awful.
It rings
false.
Whereas
with this, the actors, like, they, it's like a playground and they have great actors doing it. And the writing is really sharp and it's never, you know, it's tongue in cheek, but it's never too, you know, far past that.
They never go for the cheap pun. The cheap, cheap pun.
Exactly. Smallville's all about the cheap pun.
And they never, you know, they had a little point here where at the beginning there's a shootout and Vince's wife and kid are almost killed and he's second guessing being in the cape and stuff. And it'd be cool to see him find his way into not being the cape just for his son. He was like, I put this stupid costume on for my son to show him that there's hope, but forget it. You know, this is all bullshit. And then, you know, see him find his way and become a symbol just for everybody, kind of like Batman or whatever. I know it's not an original concept, but still, it'd be cool to see a guy get to that point. You know what I mean? And it even showed some cool stuff with Chess, where what's the character's
name? Is it Elliot Gould?
Yeah, Elliot Gould is his therapist. And he almost he strikes a deal with Chess, doesn't he, to pretend like he's being cured or something? I don't
Seems like the psychiatrist is as much as a crook.
I know.
As Chess is.
He probably gets paid really well. I thought it was cool that they showed he had those contact lenses because I could have sworn that they were like chess pieces.
So yeah.
He actually puts them in when he becomes that personality.
Puts them in.
And they also show Orwell is going nuts. But we're never going to see any of these storylines play out now, Bill. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's depressing, but I'm glad we got what we did.
Yeah, and I'll enjoy the final episode watching that, and I'll always like the show. Maybe they'll have it on Netflix, and I'll be able to watch it again sometime.
That would be fantastic.
Like a year from now, someone will go, hey, I watched The Cape on Netflix. The show's not too bad. I should have given it a chance. It's like, you son of a bitch.
You
sack of shit. I'm going to send Scales after him. But I want Scales to show up in other shows now. Because that's the role of that guy's life. He sucked as
Absolutely.
The Juggernaut. The Juggernaut was horrible in that X-Men movie.
Yeah, and he did a Chuck appearance that wasn't very good.
But he's perfect for this role.
Yeah, he is.
Scales. Now let's talk about Fringy. Now Fringe is back this week, which I'm excited about.
Subject 13.
Love the Fringe. We don't have any more Spartacus, which makes me sad. Until, you know, next year sometime, I guess.
Next January.
That's going to be a while. Now, Fringe, we don't know if it's picked up yet, but I'm hoping it will be for another season. But one thing that I did keep thinking during this flashback episode is, and I've thought about it before, I don't know, have we talked about on the show, how does he have any inkling that somebody came from another universe and took his son? There's no way you could possibly ever guess that. You know what I mean? How would you even come up with that shit?
Well, he's come up with several different scenarios.
And none of them had to do with an alternate universe. Because it shows him talking to his wife. And it was just, I was like, how does this happen? And I thought they did a clever thing here in how he does discover it. Which is Olivia, you know, she's in that school where Walter is doing experiments on kids. It's kind of sad. That was really creepy the way he manipulated her into doing her power by having the kid dead on the floor.
Scaring the crap out of her.
Now you know why he had pieces of his brain removed.
He would do anything for what he wanted to do, I think, and he didn't know when to say no. And I thought that creeped me out, too. All of a sudden, her friend's there on the floor. And then we also have Peter, who can't deal with, you know, he's like, you people ring false. I'm sorry. I just have to keep saying that. His mom isn't his mom, and it's driving her insane. And I believe...
And the other world's at the bottom of the pond.
Yeah, and he tries to... He almost drowns. But they already establish on the show that Peter's mom in this universe killed herself?
Yes, yeah.
So she could never get over it. Which is really
sad.
That's
what they were hinting to at the end whenever she started drinking. And,
yeah.
You know, she finally gave in to the lie.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'll just quiet these nerves here with this bottle. That'll work out well. Didn't work out. But let's go ahead and check out the scene where she takes a look-see in Walter's notebook. And she realizes that he's... You know, doesn't so much agree with what he's doing.
Elizabeth.
Did you find her?
No, we haven't yet.
This little girl, Olivia, Walter says that you think her stepfather's hitting her. William, I believe the ideal environment for transition across universes may be a return to her home. The unique combination of love and terror there apparently stimulates a cortical reaction.
A, they are notes. B, yes. The unique combination of love and terror does stimulate a cortical reaction that may be the key to her crossing over. And if she is not allowed to return to her home to re-stimulate the pathways...
What, you mean to be terrorized again?
Then it could well take me years to simulate the state artificially.
Paul, you said that this was just a theory. Surely there's got to be some other way.
And if there isn't... It's not about you and me and Peter anymore. You see what I've done? I crept over in the night. And I stole their child. And if we don't return him, they'll figure it out and they'll come after him. After us, I know. Because that's what I would do.
So you would sacrifice one for the other? This little girl, Olivia, for Peter?
No. For thousands of others. Millions. It would have to be considered.
Did you notice we got the return of the white tulip also? The field of white tulips? Because remember last season, that episode, White Tulip, where Walter sees it, it meant something that I'm trying to remember. But I thought it was great how they established this immediate rapport between Peter and Olivia when they were young. And he pretty much tells her, you need to tell my dad about your creepy stepdad who's loaded up with Creepitin, I think. And she finally gets up the nerve. She's like, you know, he hits me and I need your help and all this. And Walter's just sitting there like bewildered, like, what the hell? And she hands him the notebook. And then like all of a sudden she's back in an empty office and you realize she went crossed over. And talk to the other Walter. And I love that scene where he's standing there at the end with her notebook. And he's like, I figured out what happened. And he realized, oh, shit. Now that's how he found out. Because she crossed over when she was emotional and went right to him.
Way to go, Olivia. Yeah.
Way to go. And I like the idea that also the mom wanted to return him. We can bring Peter back. Because she hated to see him miserable.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Olivia will take him back. I thought it was nice to see that's the first thing she thought of was just return this boy home where he belongs. And I can't wait to see where the season goes. Because remember, they established in the previous episode that it matters who Peter chooses. Which Olivia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy at the bowling alley. What the hell is all this shit about? I want to know. And Bill, I'd hate to... change subjects, but I'm not really completely, but the full trailer to Super 8 came out today online. Have you guys watched it yet?
No, I saw Bill posted it.
The new J.J. Abrams trailer, and it's got Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Who's got a meaty role.
I love it. I can't wait to see this movie.
The entire trailer... Just it like made me feel all warm and fuzzy, like I was watching like every one of my favorite movies growing up as a kid. Like a mix of E.T. and Explorers and the Goonies. And
I love that it's a group of kids filming a movie.
Yeah. Know?
And can I tell you this? And I'm proud of myself here, Bill. So I didn't look at the comment section. Didn't care. Don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. The trailer just has me so excited, and I cannot wait to hear the real score for it because they keep using that bit from Cocoon.
Yeah.
Which I love, but I want to hear what they come up with.
It's really, I'm really excited about it. So you guys check out the trailer to Super 8 when you get home, Steve. As soon as you get home, go do it.
I was going to do it when I got home. I was. Really? Honestly, I was. I promise.
I want you to text me as soon as you're done watching.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll quiz you on it. Oh, yeah? Well, if you did, what happens at this certain time?
What happens at 13 seconds in?
Connie Britton sheet. Aha! She's not the movie! Busted! All right, guys. Let's talk about the final episode of Spartacus. The final episode of Gods of the Arena. Not Gods of the Urethra. Come on. I can't believe you guys laughed at that joke.
Come on. That was funny.
It was clever.
Now, last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? You know what was funny also is it drove everyone nuts that Spartacus didn't come on Netflix that night. It didn't show up till, I think, Sunday or something.
Yeah.
And
it was a couple days wait.
It drove everyone nuts. Luckily, I hadn't even planned on watching it, so I didn't go nuts or anything. I just kind of wondered in the back of my head, what if they never post it? But
I waited till about 4 a.m. and then finally called it quits and found another method.
Yeah. See, lately, after the show, I'm spent. I can't watch anything. Maybe just veg out in front of the TV, but good quality shows. The show sucks the life force out of my body. No, that's okay. I'm giving it all I've got, but I need to replenish energy. What I do is I find a hobo and I go and suck his life force out of him. Pretty cool, huh? Like that. Have you guys ever seen Life Force? It's just like that.
So tight.
Yes.
Do you collect the life force in a ring in your palm?
And another thing, guys, here's another digression. Hobos. This is another severe digression before we get into Spartacus. Did we even know in the more innocent times when we last did a show of the Charlie Sheen shit, how it would just totally go overboard?
I know.
Heather and I were driving the car and there was an oldie station on and I heard a drop of Winning. And
oh my God.
And I was like, this shit has to stop now. Okay.
I think today was official unfollow Charlie Sheen on Twitter day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Awesome. Because when we were at the Stars game, we went to a hockey game on Wednesday. They show Charlie Sheen stuff on the Jumbotron.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And it was a highlight of some of his interview, and people were laughing. I was like, no, we've got to say no, a collective no, everybody. Would everyone please shut up? You know, stop. Just stop.
And then someone threw a puck at you.
I was ashamed of it. Well, I didn't say anything out loud. I was trying to will it through my mind, just staring at people intensely, but it didn't work.
I never found it funny. I found it depressing.
You know, what
especially
we covered
when he was all manic.
And when he was on that Alex Jones show, but then after that, he went on every show.
Yeah, everything.
He wouldn't say no to anybody. He became sad.
And that's when his publicist quit. He's like, don't go on anything else. No, I'm going to do everything.
He's doing his own thing, and he loves that he's created his own language.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really pathetic, and now he's going to do live appearances.
Did you guys see John Cryer on Conan last night?
Yes, he's a troll.
Yeah, because Charlie Sheen called him a troll, and he came out and he goes, "It's true, I'm a troll." And it was like a troll doll, and he'd had plastic surgery. It was pretty silly. But anyway, back to Spartacus, guys. Gannicus is pissed off because Melita is dead, and so is equally body honest because his dad has been poisoned by that evil Tullius.
No, he hasn't. It's really his wife.
But anyway, let's check out this awesome scene where there's some great dialogue, and this is why I love the show.
A bill of sale transferring your ownership. The cause that moved you to seek audience on the day I watched my father burn.
Apologies, Dominus. I could wait no longer.
To honor my father's wishes sees you fall to control of a man most hated. To defy them sees this house forever excluded from the new arena, a cock in the ass from either direction.
Whoa.
Speak, and give reason double to see penetration. This joy my father's ashes.
I have no words towards such end. I come to see agreement honored.
You wish to leave this house?
I wish to see blood. See me delivered to Taliesin's care, and I will see his life for your father's.
My father never aimed a favored word towards you, yet you entreat to be the instrument of his vengeance. Or is it another you seek it for? You would sacrifice your life in the memory of hers.
I would sacrifice 1,000 if I but had them.
If you had such stones from Alita, why did you not fight harder in the contest before my father? You could have taken Crixus and remained here, close to your heart's desires.
The match was lost before sword was ever raised.
What same can be said for your plans against Tullius. He is forever surrounded not only by his own men, but by good citizens who would quickly come to the aid of such a noble Roman.
And they too shall fall.
You do not fucking think. This grants ownership to Tullius' lapdog, Vettius. You'll be sent to the boys Ludus of King Nola. A year could pass before you find yourself close enough to Tullius.
I would suffer a lifetime but to have the chance to strike.
This house would be the one that suffers.
He's got a one-track mind, this
Gladiator in the Republic, fighting for those shits. A year of you needing to win each fight against my king men. And the hopes of gaining an audience with Tullius.
Will he not wish to see the man he has fought so hard to gain when so delivered?
The desires are well noted. I will weigh argument and come to an answer in the balance.
Ominous.
I love that scene is basically body out. It's like, this is a really stupid idea because, like, over and over again.
Yeah.
And he agrees with him. He wants Tully's dead, but this is why this won't work, and this won't work, and this won't work. And I just love that scene. And they come up this elaborate plan with Salonius. Bodiatus is good friend Salonius, am I right? Mm-hmm. Best friend. Bodiatus treats him well. And he basically goes to...
treats him well as long as he wants to treat him well.
Yeah. I love that scene where he kind of insults him and calls him a pussy, basically. And he's like... and Lucretius is like, Quintus. And he's like, all right, I didn't mean it. Apologies, you know. But he does mean it.
You can only wonder how long Salonius has had to deal with that shit.
Yeah, where he talks down to him.
And I mean, in the first series, Salonius was kind of an enemy, and now, if you go back and watch the original series, you would have to almost entirely sympathize with him.
Yeah, like, I could see why he turned on Quintus, because he was a dick the whole time.
Yeah.
Even, like, later on, when he decides to make his move, you know, Bodiatus is like, we will choose the men and split them, you know, because he would have found a way to screw him out of the quality gladiators.
Absolutely.
He would have found a way. He's like, oh, dear friend. And just, you know, sweet talk him out of it. So he goes to Tullius and he tells him, you know, Bodiatus is planning on sending Gannicus away and he pretending that he escaped. And he's like, oh, shit. And he's all pissed off. And he really is pissed off. Doesn't he smash a table? And so they lead him to an ambush where... he's got Anomaeus and Gannicus and all of his other gladiators where they can kill all of his men. And then there's this great moment where he's having it out with Tullius. And they're going to seal him up in the arena wall.
Yeah.
A game well played, Bodiatus.
The jig is up, buddy. I was just kidding the whole time.
Let us come to terms. Your man Gannicus obviously means a great deal to you. Depressed of such extremes, I will cease my pursuit of him. Or for more, I will see your house take prominence in all upcoming games. More. Speak desire and see it attended. I desire to see you suffer as I have suffered at your fucking hands. Your suffering has only begun, Lannister. When it is discovered what you have done to me! You will not be discovered, nor missed. Salonius moves young Vettius towards offering proper explanation for your disappearance.
Vettius?
Oh, the city will mourn. Soon your name will be spoken of less and less until it is lost to history.
I should have had your life at the beginning of this. The mistake is mine. Having stayed hand in respect of your father.
Respect. Pay it to the remains of the man himself.
Tell him how high you hold him, even as your poison wine robs him of fucking life. Tell him, you fucking shit.
Why should I strike against your father? He was an honorable Roman. A man who knew his place.
As I know yours.
In the wall.
There will be an accounting, Buddy Otis.
Buddy Otis just invented insulation.
Everything that follows. The gods will see to it someday.
But not this one.
Oh, this is brutal. Vince had it easy on the cape. This guy was getting stabbed by a group of people.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty horrible.
It really hurts.
This arena was your life. Add to its foundations.
I love the sound of that brick. I was like, good line, Body Otis. You know the whole way over there he was coming up with that line, don't you?
Yeah.
He's like, well,
this house was your life. It's like,
oh, I've got a good one. Right when I put that brick in, I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. This is going to be, okay. You're going to be really, now your life, you'll be part of it.
And don't you love that they had that wimp Vettius? He had to like... He was called away on business, and he really is sorry he didn't get to be here. And they have, before they have the awesome gladiator match, I was like, cage match, fire match, what do you call it?
The fire match.
Before they have an all-star game of gladiators, they kill the poor slave girl who escaped, Stephen. Wasn't that sad? She gets executed in front of everyone, and that scene where she's looking at her dear friend
up there on the
who became Lucretia's servant in this one.
Gets that tattoo.
But she gets the knife. Like they would they stab you right in the back of the neck?
It's through the spinal cord into the heart.
It's like, oh, I see. You guys are mean to be cruel. Why you kill somebody?
It's like, I wonder if it just. I mean. Is it kind of like when they, I guess they say, like, beheading you, your brain is still kind of acting. You see the eye and then the tear rolls down because she's laying there.
It was really sad. And they keep showing the creepy Roman guy, high grade of creepington, Bill. And this
guy. Oh, my God, yeah.
And he's like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, oh, it's hilarious. You're killing her. I had my way with her.
That's wonderful.
I was like, God, please let this guy die horribly in the next season. Can that please be why they introduced this guy? Because I almost thought, like, that slave girl storyline has to be because she's going to be in the next season later on.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what the hell she did to get caught.
Yeah, I know. Come on. You had some coins. I don't know
what
they call it.
Cash. I mean, she should have just went the exact opposite direction than she should have went.
She should have taken a boat to America.
Yeah, maybe she could have hopped on with Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. I failed history. But I love the huge battle. I love that now it's Salonius. He now has all of the old gladiators of Vettius. Vettius is like, decided to take up painting in another place. See you later. He had a clearinghouse of his going out of business school. Sale of his class. Shut up, Jason. Anyway, they have this awesome fight. So
it's a crazy Ludus sale.
Yeah. Hey, everything must go. So now it's the House of Batiatas versus the House of Salonius, and he hasn't even moved in yet, and he's got all of his men there. And I think it's funny. So they're going back and forth, going ah ha ha ha, and Batiatas is like, damn it, and then somebody stabs him, and he's like, ah ha, Salonius. So it's like it's two sports teams, right, going at it. And then, like, they start fighting each other. Like, Asher's fighting the guy with one eye. And they're like, oh, his men are fighting each other. And Body Us is like, damn, I'm embarrassed. Because we know, like, from the past, Lucretia and Badiatis always buckle when they start to get embarrassed by stuff. Like, yeah. Some Roman goes, well, shouldn't you do this? And they're like, oh, okay. So I love this Gannicus moment, didn't you? They have this huge warrior who's kicking everyone's ass on Salonius's team, his franchise, Gladiator team. And Crixus is like, I must beat you to prove I am worthy. Gannicus is like, dude, you're champion. Get over it.
Yeah. Crixus has got a major hang up.
Yeah, he's like, no, I've got to prove myself. It's like, oh, God, this guy over here, come on.
You proved yourself. Here's your cookie.
But he's really got to hang up. But then Aster's like, no, I'll be top gladiator. And I love the moment where he's like, come on, we'll get Gannicus together. And he's like, what? And he goes, bap, and like hits him in the leg. And you see the bones stick out. Yeah. He's like, ouch. And he throws him over the fire.
Kicks him out of the fire ring.
Yeah. And so then Crixus is trying to
like seeing Aster get the better of Dogen.
Oh, I know. He killed him way too easily. It's because he only had one eye, wasn't it? Like, oh, he threw sand in his one eye.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit. Damn it. My one weakness. Because we already determined Asher is a punk ass.
If I had two eyes, maybe I could have bypassed one.
I would have winked one just in time, but I'm screwed. Yeah. Damn it, Asher. So then Gannicus is the only one left fighting this big dude because Crixus gets cut across the stomach and knocked out of the fire ring. And I was talking to you about this, Bill, when you think all the chips are down and then he makes eye contact with Animaeus. And Animaeus even said to him, like, you know, fight for her. You know, it's almost like, dude, do you know that I was in love with your wife?
I thought that was really strange, especially well, it's later on, but there's just seemed like Animaeus kind of knew.
Yeah, and he even says she loved you like a brother and kind of like, oh, yeah. I felt that. Ah, it's like more than that, buddy.
Like an incestuous.
No!
So
I checked her oil. Wait,
so
what?
Huh? What does that mean?
It's awful.
So anyway, there. You think that Gannicus is down for the count. But he does the spear trick where he breaks it and he shoves it right in the guy's mouth. And one thing I loved is when he hits it and he like snaps the guy's jaw off.
Oh.
They show a close-up of Lucretia kind of like, disgust on her face. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And then you see like Badiatis giving his O-face like, oh,
damn.
And he's like, that's a Badiatis effing prevails. And then he looks around and he's like, oh, sorry. I kind of got it carried away there.
I was making the same face as Lucretia.
Like, oh, I was doing the Badiatis face. Like, oh, I was like, Gannicus won me over. I was like, nobody can top Spartacus in coolness. But after that fight, I was like, man, he's a badass. And then he's like, hey, I want to rent out Gannicus to fight at my party. And he's like, I want him in mine. And Salonius is like, wouldn't it be better if you freed him in front of all these people? And Badiatis is like, damn it, put me on the spot. So they free him, which was a really cool moment. And even like as he's leaving, you know, you're a free man. And Crixus is like, one day I'll prove myself and I'll beat you. It's like, dude, get over it. Jeez. I'm a free man now.
One track mind.
Crixus, dude, snap out of it. And he doesn't snap out of it till the final episode of the next season, does he? When Spartacus is like, dude, I think they drugged you or something. He's like, hey, everybody's been right up till now. But anyway, I love the moment at the end. It's Lucretia and Badiatis. They're standing there. Everything's happy. And it's so hilarious where he goes, I don't want anyone to ever speak of Gannicus, Tullius, or Vettius again. We're starting a new chapter. Because their characters weren't thought of yet, I guess. No, but he's like, We will establish this house and we'll rise and we'll be very powerful and we'll get everything that all the rewards that we are deserved. And then cuts to them dead and bloody on the ground. Wasn't that great? And then you can hear Spartacus.
It's a nice way to end it.
And then you can hear Spartacus in the background saying, you know, blood demands blood. I loved it. And I was like, God.
I wanted to see him one last time, but I understood why they didn't show him.
It was almost like from the last. They almost made it like the last thing Badiatis heard as he was dying. I almost thought, He's laying there and the blood's coming out of his throat. And he's like, the last bit, he hears Spartacus going, "Choose your own path." He's just like, "Oh, yeah, that'll work." And he's like, dead. But it was awesome.
I'm choosing the death path.
I can't wait till the new season. I'm really bummed about Andy Whitfield not playing Spartacus, but I'm hoping that, you know.
Liam, blah, blah, blah.
I hope that dude earns his stripes, man. He earns his place as Spartacus. It'll be hard at first. I can see the first episode like, I don't know. I'm glad Crixus and Gannicus or Animaeus. I'm glad these people are around. But, and then maybe by, you know, half the season's over, I'll be like, all right. But we'll see. Bill,
I enjoyed the finale. I loved the that they went so over the top with the whole fire battle thing.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I got my brother into it.
He was like, that was really a spectacle, too. I could see. Did you see, like, they would show people in the audience, like, fighting? They would get mad, like, when somebody was
I would have shown my breasts.
Yeah, my brother's like, they're having sex in the stands. I'm like, yeah.
Were you like, that happens all the time. That's nothing.
Nothing.
I love Gannicus. He's a great character.
I wish to see blood.
Again.
Yeah, I hope we do.
Cock in the ass from either direction.
I don't want to see that. I'm going to miss body audits really badly. I say that they develop a whole new show where he finds a time machine.
I don't know. I think he served his purpose because, you know, we loved, like, the evilness of him, but it was really kind of depressing to see how he changed through the series to become the man he ended up.
And you know what I almost see? He's like, he has a dream, and his dream is to elevate his station and be an important man. But then as he's laying there dead and hears Spartacus saying, you know, we must choose our own path, and blood demands blood. But he's also like, you know, our lives mean something. And I almost thought like, Bonnianus may have had a dream. It was a very self-centered one, and these people's dreams are much bigger than yours, dude. And so you just sorry, you got what you wanted, and now it's over.
Well, it's depressing that he became a cog in the wheel. Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to be the wheel, and he just became a cog without even knowing it.
And he caused the whole Spartacus thing to happen, so I guess it's good.
Yeah.
He helped in a way. But how? Let's go ahead and revisit that Spartacus Stabathon, huh?
It hurts just listening to it.
I would love to know what the Foley artists used to get that sound.
But what I love about it, Gannicus hates the guy. We know Bodianus does, and we know Animaeus does because his wife died and Melita died. So they're all like getting revenge on him in a brutal way at the same time. It's like it's a total gangland just drive-by stabbing on his ass.
And then they should have gave him a grip job.
And the fact, Bill, that he was still alive long enough to hear that last clever line from Bodianus is pretty impressive.
There was salt in the wounds.
And he's just like, all right, dude, I've been stabbed 400 times. Oh, punch-a-thon! Oh. You know, Tullius is like, dude, that ain't nothing. All right,
he's in the build. He's like getting blocked in. He's probably like, well, you know what? Bodianus has a point. I am glad I'm dying here.
At least they didn't set my body on fire, I guess.
At least they didn't drag me by a horse.
Yeah, or drawn quarter or something. So he got it pretty easily.
He just got a little stabby.
A little stabby.
All right, Bill, you ready to do some news?
Let's do some news. Love cake.
I do too.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news?
Not more than me. So the Asshole of the Week award goes to a dentist Richard Ludwig in Florida. Well, actually, he's from Michigan, but he was in Florida. It doesn't matter. So he's a millionaire dentist. He's in a parking lot at the Mia Pizza Pasta Kitchen. And he comes across a lost credit card. And he's like, oh, I'm going to take it into the store and use it to buy $40 worth of pizza.
You got, you know, some set of coyotes coming over here.
So
what a
the
dick.
This student called his credit card company to cancel his card because he realized that he had lost it whenever he got in his car, and the company said that the charge just went through at the place he was sitting in the parking lot of. So they go in, and this kid calls the cops, and they go in, and they find this guy in the store waiting for two pizzas with extra olives, and he's got $250 of cash on him. So the cops ask him why he used the credit card, because he obviously didn't need the money. He said he just, you know, just wanted to use it. Might as well.
Biggest jerk I've ever met in my life.
Why not? Free pizza.
I love you, balls.
Asshole.
Wow.
Oh, and when the police asked him if he was having financial problems, he laughed and estimated his net worth at between $3 and $4 million.
Holy shit.
Yep.
So he's just
yeah, but
a
why
dick.
Not why not steal $40 from a Florida college student and veteran?
Nice.
Asshole.
You know what they need to do to that guy? Oh, Jesus.
That seems a little extreme.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, R, A,
now that's
I, J, K, L, L, P, U, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yep. Sit him in a room and make him watch Vampire's Kiss.
I do hate that movie.
Holy shit, that movie's bad. I had never seen it, and it was on MGM HD a couple months ago, so I recorded it, and I'm watching it, and I tell you that I'm watching it, and you're like, I hate that movie, and I was like, yeah, I'm kind of getting that right now. It's just so...
The ending disturbed the shit out of me for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
When in doubt, throw them out.
Yeah, listen to Uncle Joey. When in doubt, flush that movie down the shitter, okay? Don't watch it.
Don't go out in the sun. A U.S. man riding a bike, reportedly with a tube of drugs containing 12 crack cocaine rocks stuck up his bum,
has been
charged five from East. How do you
and riding a bike?
What?
That's uncomfortable.
That's what's holding it in.
Cock in the ass from either direction.
NBC Miami reports that Clarell Jamar Colbert of Fort Pierce, Florida, was arrested after police found a tube of crack in his crack. After a police dog smelled the narcotic odor coming from his rear, maybe you just... smelled ass.
I didn't know it had an odor. Narcotic?
What, ass odor?
No, yep, narcotic.
Yep. That's how drug dogs smell it.
Yeah, drug dogs can smell that over anything. According to a police report, Colbert, 19, was spotted by St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office deputy riding his bike in the middle of the street where he's obstructing traffic. Well, that's just not what you do. During a pat-down, Colbert pulled away when he got near his rear waistline, rear waistline. As the deputy searched Colbert, he felt something tube-like in his behind. A drug-sniffing dog was called in. An officer. I love that they called in a dog instead of just doing a search.
I'm not blowing my own smoke up my ass.
Like, I am not sticking my hand in this dude's ass. Get a dog.
That's gross.
I wonder what happened when a dog found it.
What do you mean to do?
Scratching at his ass or something? It was called
Go get a hazmat uniform and some kind of clamps or something. Giant tweezers.
Giant tweezers.
Jeez.
Someone get a speculum.
That's disgusting.
It really is.
So they retrieved the tube containing the 12 crack cocaine rocks, which, you know, Charlie Sheen used to bang 7-gram rocks.
Pass out, cry, and throw up at the same time.
He's held on drug possession with intent to sell possession of drug paraphernalia.
They love my balls.
Don't stick drugs in your ass and then ride in the middle of the road. Baraboo, Wisconsin. A man is in jail after he allegedly drank alcohol, swore, and urinated at a matinee screening of Rango.
That's what I would do.
The 49-year-old Timothy Elvester is charged with vandalism and disorderly conduct. A police officer was called Saturday afternoon to the Desert Star Cinema. The theater manager told the officer a patron was very intoxicated, drinking liquor from a pint bottle. Baraboo News Republic reports the manager said he'd received complaints about the man swearing during the movie. Staff told police Sylvester had urinated in the theater and fallen on the stairs.
How about baloney and dirt?
The movie was stopped so they could pull Elvester from the theater, which was about 90% full. Wow, oh, he was putting on a show.
Wow. Like, sorry, everybody. It's like, you know what? I don't mind. Go ahead and pause it and get this guy out of here. It's no big deal.
While you're at it, could you please clean up the piss? A man who broke into a house in Portland, Oregon, called police, afraid the homeowner may have a gun. The suspect, Timothy James Chapik, was in the bathroom taking a shower when the homeowner returned to the house Monday night. Accompanied by two German shepherds, the homeowner asked Chapik what he was doing in the house. Chapik locked himself in the bathroom and made an emergency call. He said he'd broken into the house. The owner had come home, and he was concerned the owner might kill him. The homeowners also called police to report that they found a man in the house. The police with the dogs took the man into custody without incident. He was booked for criminal trespass. They did not say if the homeowner in fact have a gun.
So he never had a gun?
What kind of person breaks into a house to take a shower?
A guy who's really dirty.
Apparently. Local. Now this is awesome. Ouch. Well, not really awesome, but sort of awesome. Like awesome-ish.
Awesome-ish.
What we could have done better was everything we did.
A West St. Louis County high school teacher quit her job after her XXX-rated past was exposed when one of her students discovered her pornographic work.
He spent 4 years in a federal penitentiary for cheating and lying.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
She's a jailbird. The teacher, Tara Myers, was suspended 5 years ago when she was a teacher in Paducah, Kentucky. Parkway North says he never knew about the science teacher's past until a student discovered it on the internet on Friday.
You need to be saved.
The porn star turned teacher tried to shed what she calls her worst mistake, one she made more than 15 years ago, but the past continues to haunt her. Either way, someone's going to find out one day, and it's just like a bad look on you when you're a school teacher. Oh, really? That's too bad. In 2006, teachers and parents stood by her when she was suspended from her teaching her teaching job. Where's Jesus?
He gives good kids bad ideas.
Suspended from her teaching job in Paducah, Kentucky. God, I love that name.
What we could have done better was everything we did.
I don't see what the problem is. It's not like she's in porn right now.
Yeah, she did something, then she found something else to do, more worthwhile. She's helping people, right?
Teaching children.
I mean, what is... I don't understand your...
I suppose like you're a high school teacher. I mean, I would want to be in her class.
And that's what we are I'd here for, to help others.
I would be at full attention.
What would you learn from her?
Anything she taught me.
The fire just caught fire.
All right, in Naples, an intoxicated woman threw stones at people and her teeth.
Is this in Italy?
No, I think it might be Alabama.
Oh.
She threw
her
teeth? This isn't a classy area in Naples.
No!
Deputies responded to a call of a woman who was drunk, naked, throwing rocks at people and calling them names. When they arrived on Mango Drive, yeah, I don't think
what's
that's
the reason there?
Deputies found Tina Belinda Masta, 46, sitting on the dock near her home with a blanket wrapped around her. She then turned towards the deputies, took her blanket off, exposed herself to them. She'd taken some of her teeth out, threw them into the canal.
You're just a funny looking creature.
And asked to use some pliers. Whoa.
What?
She couldn't get all her teeth out.
Holy.
That's a nut.
Yeah, right.
After Masta was arrested, a neighbor.
Yeah, that'll be the day I adore you.
A neighbor brought some of her clothes to the car. Male deputy helped the woman dress as best he could. Witness said Masta cursed at three men, threw rocks at him, pulled her clothes off, and threatened to beat him up.
You look
she
like
tried
a girl.
To break a light wooden fence, and she smelled of alcohol. Well, that's kind of a
given. People have been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you're pissed blood!
Oh, my God.
All right, last story. We have another lunatic stuffing food in his pants.
Oh, poor baby.
Rome, Georgia, authorities said a North Georgia man was arrested after police said he stuffed a rotisserie chicken, chicken wings, a mouth guard, and two toothbrushes down the front of his pants and walked out of a Walmart.
This is the exact thing that I'm talking about.
Police said the man left the store through its garden center with the items in his pants. Well, I guess he thought if he went out the front door, he'd get caught.
You got, you know, some set of coyotes coming over here.
You know what? Those chicken wings and the rotisserie chickens from the deli, those are hot. I would not be putting those down the front of my pants.
Well, yeah.
They're pretty large, too.
Well, maybe he's got large pants.
No, obviously, he's stealing it to eat, right?
Yeah, well, and then he wants to brush his teeth, and he's worried about gritting his teeth while he sleeps, so he has a mouth guard.
I was saying, why doesn't he just go into the bathroom and eat it or something? I guess it's not sanitary, so stuff it down your pants.
Yeah, that's
you think
more
that
sanitary.
Really matters when he's stuffing it down his pants? Well, that's not sanitary.
You dumb bastard, you swallowed it.
So he's 27 years old, charged with shoplifting. He was released on a $1,300 bail or bond and could not be reached by phone Wednesday. It was not known whether he has an attorney. It
he
just
doesn't have a phone.
Pathetic.
Is why.
Yeah. He's probably homeless.
When in doubt, throw him out.
Homeless, hungry, and concerned about dental hygiene.
Hey, I couldn't reach you on your phone.
I don't have one.
Oh, that's probably why.
Oh.
But you can reach me at the underpass. And that's news for this
week.
I
wish to see blood.
Oh, okay, Ganicus. All right, Bill. What do you say we do some DVDs?
Let's do it.
Yes!
Let's do the DVDs!
Ow!
Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs!
HD, Blu-ray, standard definition! DVD!
Oh, my
my DVD collection.
Now break it all up so no one sees it.
Nice.
Now that's not going to have any weird situation. Value.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs this week?
DVDs for Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. Starting off with Steven's favorite film, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
All right.
On Blu-ray, unrated, uncut, and uncalled for.
You got some set of coyotes coming over here.
You got some set of coyotes bringing that up, Bill.
Dare you. Well, I know how much he loves Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
It's hilarious.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? Did he fall asleep?
Fire warning shot into his bulbous ass.
How can you not love that?
Our bodies in urine?
I think the best part of Anchorman is how he talks to his dog and his dog talks back.
Does that sound good?
That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Jack Black kissed the dog off the bridge, Steven?
Yes.
Really? It's not that bad.
All right. Next DVD and Blu-ray is a pretty shitty film from the 80s that I've watched way too many times called BMX Bandits, directed by Ryan Trenchard-Smith. The king of shitty Australian films. Yeah, and if you remember, this one has Nicole Kidman in like one of her first performances on a BMX.
I was thinking of the BMX Kid, wasn't I? The Dirt Bike Kid.
Dirt Bike Kid.
Dirt Bike Kid. That's the one with Ralphie.
Yeah, that's why I was like confused for a second.
Have you ever seen this, BMX Bandits?
No, I haven't.
It's her and these other two douchebags, and they, how do I? They're one like 16 years old.
Testicle has enlarged.
And they have a, I'm just trying to think how, I think it has to do with bank robbers.
Do they have dirt bikes?
No, it's BMX bikes.
Oh, what's the difference? I thought, they're...
A BMX pedal, you pedal.
Bicycle.
They have BMX dirt bikes, right? Like bicycles you pedal?
Yeah.
You can ride in dirt in them.
No, that's a moped.
No, I'm thinking of motocross bikes and I'm confusing
okay.
it. Sorry.
Yes. That is a dirt bike. A BMX is like a BMX.
I'm sorry. Ah, no. Ah, I'm sorry. I'll never get anything wrong again. Ah.
All right. I had to pull up the back of this just to remember it all. But, of course, they've got a quote from Quentin Tarantino that says, after the others, this is my favorite Nicole Kidman performance.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's
someone
clever.
Needs to pay attention and stop playing with toys.
Who, Quentin Tarantino?
an action comedy about a cache of stolen walkie-talkies. Three BMX riding friends in the room
now.
Of bank robbers. Wait, what?
You don't get the point.
That shit's worthless now. No resale value on the walkie-talkies.
No. And ruthless bank robbers who pursue them through every graveyard, shopping mall, construction site, and water park in New South Wales, Australia.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound exciting?
What?
I just remember watching it on HBO as a kid a million times and thinking, wow, this is really awful, but I can't stop watching it.
2x4 to the head repeatedly.
And I love that this film is popular because the this Brian Trenchard-Smith is known for basically B-quality films in Australia. He's like their gift to us, I guess, in shit films. But people, he has this really ridiculous cult following that I'll never understand.
Get the f*** out of here.
I know Tarantino and all those other guys, the hip filmmakers, love the shit out of him.
Huh.
Next DVD and Blu-ray is...
Black guy, of course. That's what they do with wings.
Well, actually, it's only a DVD. I wish it was Blu-ray, but it's Coach! The fourth season.
Yay, Coach, Dauber, and the whole gang.
Yep, Dauber and Luther.
Luther.
I think we're doing different parts. Sorry, Bill.
I think it was an ABC show. I watched it religiously.
Your version of the theme is better, Bill.
Oh, really?
Bill sings prettier.
No, I don't. But thank you anyways. All right, moving on. Next DVD and Blu-ray is The Fight with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale.
I love it. I really want to see it now. You
did
know?
You see The Fight?
No, I didn't.
So let me freaking out!
Oh, does he ever get in the house by the end of the movie?
He actually just punches in the door.
Nice.
That's what The Fight is. It's Mark Wahlberg versus a door.
The door acts better.
It does. I gotta say, his acting in this is so awful. So awful.
Come on, he's not good.
He
didn't miraculously get good all of a sudden? What happened?
He's so stiff. I don't know why people continue casting him in films. I just don't get it. He's awful.
He's got everyone.
And to have him up against someone like Christian Bale, who is the ultimate method actor. I mean, I think he actually did crack to...
Yeah, he did win an Academy Award while Mark Wahlberg was sitting in the audience.
Well, I mean, you could have put a chicken acting against Mark Wahlberg and it would have won the Academy Award. But, I mean, Christian Bale's really good in this.
Wow.
Really good.
Chicken.
Awesome.
Chicken on crack.
We were on break during the Oscars. Can I just say that the moment that Exit Through the Bookshop that was a different documentary. No, the moment that Exit Through the Gift Shop did not, it's not that funny. Like,
I'm sorry.
The moment that Exit Through the Gift Shop did not win, I was deflated and I just didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I was really, I mean, I was generally like just upset. I was like.
And then when Tom Hooper won for Best Director for The King's Speech, I just, you know, I told the TV to F off.
Please.
Exactly.
All right. Next DVD and Blu-ray is Hereafter with Matt Damon.
Hereafter. Oh, yeah. That was the Clint Eastwood movie. Where it has to do with he can talk to dead people. And all I know about this is the trailer looks so sad.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's about people saying goodbye to loved ones who are dead or something. I'm just like, oh my God, Clint. Come on.
I'm going to do another double feature of this with Mystic River.
Make another pink Cadillac or something, right?
Pink Cadillac.
Oh, I hate that fucking movie.
Make another Bronco Billy or something.
Yes.
I don't know what summer it was. I was in high school. It was early on. Had to be like maybe even 8th or 9th grade. That summer, HBO had Pink Cadillac on every freaking day. And HBO was like what I would watch because there was nothing else on. And I saw that movie so many times. I hate it so much. It's such a shit film. And Bernadette Peters and the bad guys. It was just, oh, I hate that movie.
Yeah, Bronco Billy's definitely a better film.
I would have to say so.
I can watch Bronco Billy any day of the week. Love it.
I don't even want to think about Pink Cadillac right now. I'm getting angry.
Have a seat, you're going for a ride.
Hey, what'd I do?
Get in van.
Get in truck.
In truck. All right, next
Steven. Get in van. Next,
what did he say?
Get in van.
Is he some sort of molester?
Get in my creepy get van. No, where's the box truck? Not this week.
Not this
week you get the van. And why does it have newspaper up on the windows? Get in. No.
I got candy.
Oh my God.
All right, next DVD is Sharktopus.
Awesome title.
Sharktopus.
You know, in the sci-fi boardrooms, they're just like all high.
Oh, totally.
And just seeing who can crack up the worst, you know, with their bad titles. And they're like, that's what we're going to go with.
They're in there smoking pot, eating Chipotle.
Creepy Earl.
Oh, poor Creepy Earl.
All right,
next DVD and Blu-ray is The Switch with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston. Now, what's a better setup for a romantic comedy than you're best friends with a dude, dude likes you, but you want nothing to do with the dude, dude goes in your bathroom, dude accidentally flushes your donated sperm, and then uses his to replace it. And yep. You don't know it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you have your dude's best friend's dude, and it's all for you, Damien. That's all I can say about that.
Hey, sounds good to me. Sign me up.
I don't care about anything Jennifer Aniston's
dude,
in.
I'm not going to cave in. End of story, dude. Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
Definitely love have that. A point there.
Yeah, so why not pick up the Switch and you can be like, wow, this is really hip and interesting and kind of charming and God kill me now. moving on. Why not stop and pick up everyone's favorite documentary of the year, WWE
Farmers.
The True Story of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I've said it before. I'll say it again. When I was a kid, all my friends loved the WWF. And I would go, and I would act like, yeah, this is really fun. Let's wrestle. I hate it, Dad. I hate it now.
Start of the head. Ow!
Was this like the time where Hulk Hogan kind of prominence?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember it was Hulk Hogan. It was Ultimate Warrior.
It was the Iron
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Iron
Million
Sheik.
Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
Iron Sheik?
that was a little bit before my time.
Okay.
Because it was that was like Iron Sheik, Andre the Giant, all that stuff.
This is like in the late 80s. You're
yeah, talking exactly.
About.
And I just didn't get it. I did not get it. I knew it was fake then, and I just didn't get any entertainment value out of it. I thought it was stupid. And then my friends would be like, oh, we're going to watch WrestleMania, and then we're going to create an area behind the couch where we can wrestle. And you know what? I would do. It hurt. I didn't want to wrestle. I'm going to put you in this locker, this hold. You know, I felt like my head was going to explode.
Cock in the ass from either direction.
Exactly. It wasn't fun.
Well, it's not that kind of wrestling. What is Bobby Honest talking about?
It might as well have been.
When in doubt, throw them out.
I never understand it. I never will understand it.
Who is that wrestler guy who would throw like stuffing shit in your eyes and you go blind or something?
Oh my stuffing. God, who was that?
Who was that? I remember the commercials, you'd see it and you'd just crack up. The guy would be like, ah, or something.
Glitter or something.
Yeah.
Glitter?
I don't remember. Oh, and I remember Brutus the Barber Beefcake was another one of the guys.
I've been in so much pain for so many weeks.
And it was so stupid.
From the glitter.
Man, have you ever heard audio from one of those wrestling matches? That's not what it was like. I didn't hear one folding chair in that whole thing.
You didn't hear Mean Gene Okerlund either.
This just ain't right.
Like I remember all that stuff, and I think that's why I hate it so much now, is that it's all in my head. I have all of that shit in my head, and I want it out.
It's like getting punched in the face really hard in a good way.
Like, and I see guys my age in their early 30s still watching that shit, And I literally want to kick them in the balls.
I always think it's funny how they get like the super hot chick wrestler or whatever to get the guys.
That wasn't going on when I watched as a kid. The super hot chick then was Miss Elizabeth, Randy Savage's lady.
But what they show now, like they're like wrestling practically in thongs or whatever, and there's like little boys watching. It's like, is this appropriate?
Now their boobs are hanging out, and they have these bikini matches and stuff now.
I wish to see blood.
Oh, calm down, Gannicus.
I gotta get out of this. The last, let me see. Oh shit, I lost my place. I'll mention this one. The last DVD of the
Millennium.
You son of a bitchin' Firefox crashing. That's not, you know what, Firefox isn't supposed to crash. That's Internet Explorer.
I don't even use Firefox anymore.
You use Chrome, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last one. I didn't even have to mention this, but now I have.
Some set of coyotes coming over here.
Zombie Women of Satan.
Oh, yikes! Not only are they zombies, but they're of Satan?
Yes, they're zombie women of Satan.
Holy shit, that's some scary shit.
Yeah. And it's just got the most ridiculous cover with, like, a dude that looks like Crocodile Dundee, a woman holding a large automatic weapon, and a zombie with a chainsaw, I think.
Appreciate
I think it's a chainsaw.
Wow. So, I guess, who did Satan reanimate him, or...
You know what?
After they came back, they pledged allegiance? Or...
maybe it's just like a Turkish guy named Satan.
Oh, it's Miroslav Satan, the hockey player.
Yeah, there you go.
And he has like this brothel of zombie babes.
Why not? You gotta, no kissing, though. No mouth contact.
Zombies.
Yes.
Yeah, zombies. Woo-hoo! And there's one of them, she had a lot of plastic surgery, and it's kind of gross.
Yes. Yeah, and her face was ripped off.
Yep.
Glenn Hendrick really likes the concept.
Who? What do you mean, who?
Did he tell you about that one time on Heroes? Sorry. All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You know, when I was on Heroes and I did Zombie Women...
You know, me and Milo Ventimiglia, we go to strip clubs all the time. It's a funny story. I got nothing. All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Saucy Balls is a home run.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
Okay. All right, everybody. That was episode 230 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening. Go to nowhereinmulberry.com. Also, check out our forum where you could join the NIM trivia and answer Swiley's latest question that's impossible to answer. Also, send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com or send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. We appreciate any kind of feedback. It's always awesome to get it. Also, follow Foggy on Twitter at Foggy1138. It's a huge George Lucas fan, Bill. Apparently, huge.
How does he feel about the 3D?
I'm sure it's good.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yippee.
But also, you can follow us on the Facebook or the Twitter. Steven, mm-hmm. he's always got funny jokes on there all the time.
Oh, man, he is twittering up a storm. I think he has more followers than both of us combined.
I'll be sitting on the turlet reading Twitter, and I'll be laughing. Oh, it's great.
I actually did that today, and I was ashamed. I was on the toilet on Twitter, and I was like, wow.
You know what you do, Bill, is you get that hand sanitizer and then rub it all over your phone when you get out of there.
I think you just wash your hands. Don't touch your phone.
I actually thought about if you like took a bath in hand sanitizer, would you die?
No, it's just gelled alcohol.
But wouldn't you? It'd sting, wouldn't it?
If you had areas. Any open wounds,
just
yeah.
areas would sting. Yeah, it would dry you out, definitely, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Not okay. if it had aloe in it.
But you wouldn't. But you wouldn't have any germs, right?
Yeah, you could go to, like, a clean room naked.
But also this, if you sprayed your body with Lysol, would you never get sick?
No.
Yeah, I think you'd get sick from spraying yourself with Lysol.
Ooh, the stampine scent. All right.
The worst is the basic scent of Lysol, just that like, medicine-y
yeah, that's
off
nasty.
Smell.
Yeah, that's true. That's just pretty nasty. All right.
Well, don't forget to buy a shirt.
Oh, Laura, that's sweet.
Buy a shirt. Yeah,
nobody's going to buy a shirt.
Oh,
Laura.
That's sweet.
Really sweet it's really nice.
Steven needs a shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, Steven, put a shirt on. He's sitting here without a shirt on. You need a shirt, Steven.
I got to show my 12 pants.
That's all you have to do.
You don't have to take off your shirt to show the beer you brought.
It's like, where is it? Already drunk it.
It's just a really weird situation.
It was on sale.
Also, guys, keep an eye out for the Best of Nowhere Mulberry. Also, check out... Bill, I got to tell everyone to check out those old Nowhere Mulberry episodes, like 1 through 90. Laura, you've never heard any of the old episodes, have
nope.
you? You've got to listen to them. I want you to check that shit out. Oh, man.
So not to put you on the spot or anything, but you remember that thing that we said we were going to do the thing on that day? And then we couldn't do the thing. Are we going to do that thing anytime soon?
Pass out, cry, and throw up at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll plan it.
I'll take that as a noob.
No, it's not. That lady, I don't know who that is.
She doesn't speak for you?
It would feel like crap.
What would?
That thing you do.
Oh. Well, no, Bill. Yeah, we'll plan something. It's okay. A surprise party for Steven. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, you ruined the surprise.
Aww.
I forgot to invite him.
Oh.
Boo.
That won't put a shirt on.
He keeps bringing 12 packs of stuff no one drinks.
It's that Lone Star Light.
No, it's Natty Light.
Yeah, Natty Light. All right, guys, what do you say? Is that it? Let's go ahead and put an end to the show.
That's it.
Put it out of its misery. Episode 230.
Someone take it out behind the shed.
Put it out of its misery. All right, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Get the f*** out of here.
Hey.
Saucy balls.
Now this is podcasting.
When in doubt,
throw them out.
Why not?
Ah!
dying for you!